may be one of them. And that's why I love the Fort Worth YP Real Yellow Pages directory. You see, not only is it packed full of hundreds of money-saving coupons, but it also has the YP Lucky Numbers sweepstakes inside. Enter and you could win $25,000. And how great would that feel? Plus, there are monthly and weekly prizes too. So grab your directory and go to ypsweepstakes.com today to enter.
$2,500 monthly prizes brought to you by featured advertisers in the Fort Worth YP Real Yellow Pages directory, like Arlington Camera. Lucky Numbers is open legal residents of Fort Worth, Texas, at least 18 years of age. Starts 9/10/2012 and 7/19/2013. Sponsored by YP, no purchase necessary, void or prohibited. For official rules, go to ypsweepstakes.com.
Breaking sports news now. Ticket ticker!
The Rangers full squad working out in Surprise, Arizona today. Pitchers and catchers have been there since Tuesday. Pitching coach Mike Maddox likes what he's seen from the pitchers thus far.
We haven't played games yet, but just from what we've seen, the guys throw, how they throw, what they throw, the guys aren't far apart. So there will be a lot of inner competition for those, the top 16 or 18 guys that you're going to use over the course of the season.
The first exhibition game is Friday afternoon against the Royals. The Dallas Stars recalling goalie Christopher Nystrup from their minor league affiliate Texas Stars after starter Kari Lehtinen was injured in last night's 4-3 win over Vancouver. Nystrup was expected to back up netminder Richard Bachman until the full extent of Lehtinen's injury is determined. In college hoops, a couple of upsets in the top 25. Providence knocked off number 21 Notre Dame 71-54, while Tennessee beat 25th-ranked Kentucky 88-58 in Knoxville. Elsewhere, Gary Payton, Tim Hardaway, and Mitch Richmond are among the 12 finalists for election into the Basketball Hall of Fame. The list also includes coaches Jerry Tarkanian, Rick Pitino, and former Houston Cougars coach Guy Lewis. The inductees will be announced at the Final Four in April. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 2:30. I'm Carlos Leal, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Check out the awesome rides inside Ticket Stock 2013 at the Irvin Convention Center. From Starwood Motors, Toyota of Irving, Stanley Ford, and Park Place Volvo. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
2:22 as the roundtables continue here from Ticket Stock 2013 at the Irvin Convention Center. We've still got Tom Grieve and Charles Haley and Marty Turco, Walt Garrison on tap this afternoon here at Ticket Stock. And don't forget, Ticket Family Feud will take place. Roundtables reconvening, Gordo, Bob, Mike, Norm, and myself, as we are all recovering from the Dennis Rodman interview. Dennis is now signing autographs over to our right. He certainly didn't disappoint. We thought we would have a colorful interview with him, and we did.
He's not toned down much, has he?
No, he hasn't.
No.
And I believe in that interview we set a Ticket Stock record for the most times we've ever had to hit the dump button with any one guest. I think we hit it six times. Six dumps, I believe. So we had all... ran the gamut of cuss words.
Yeah, I wonder what the people out there listening think when... when you dump, there's a sort of a chop feeling to listeners.
Yeah.
And they must have thought, there's something wrong with this radio. It keeps coming out on me.
Well, there was.
Yeah, that was interesting.
So, who tipped Dennis off to Gordon?
I don't know, but he had Gordo in his crosshairs from moment one.
You know, that was kind of odd, wasn't it?
It was. We were talking just as he left. I actually did interviews with Dennis Rodman. Pre-jewelry, pre-tattoos,
yeah.
Pre-Dennis.
Yeah.
When he'd gone to a junior college and put up huge numbers at, like, NAI Division III or something.
You know what's interesting about that? In college, he averaged 25 points a game. But yet his NBA rep is that he couldn't score because he devoted himself so much to rebounding and defense.
He's listening to you.
But he was a big scorer in college.
Oh, he was. And when you can rebound like he can, offensively and defensively,
you're going to get a lot of putbacks.
A lot of putbacks, yeah. He went there and just went crazy. And he got invited from this tiny little NAIA school to the Portsmouth Invitational, where they bring all sorts of prospects, the NBA does. And he went crazy there. He got the MVP of Portsmouth from Southeast, West, North, Central, Oklahoma, Baptist, Central, Tech, or something,
right,
where he went to school.
Right.
It was just incredible.
Mike, did you enjoy that?
I love that. That was pretty awesome stuff.
Pretty wild.
I like him. Always have.
He's always been one of my absolute favorite players to watch because of the effort he gave on the boards and on the defensive end. Shaq famously said he's the only guy that's ever been able to guard him.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty high praise.
Because of that and just because at the time there was nobody else out there like him.
Yeah.
You know, he was and is one of a kind.
Yep.
In many different ways.
There is no doubt. That was really crazy, man. We've had a lot of Ticket Stock interviews.
So what was the final
pretty
dumpage
standard,
count?
Though.
Three?
That was not very
I thought
standard.
It was like five or six.
It may be. May have been.
We'll have to review the tape.
What was the most shocking question, Bob?
I think or we Bob all know what it was. It was pretty much addressed at you. Like,
see, I swear, like, didn't Gaylord Perry ask you that?
No, I don't think.
No?
I don't think that particular question
has ever been asked at Ticket
Stock? Ever been asked on the ticket.
No. Yeah, so when you rank the Ticket
Stock...
So
Gordon.
So Gordon, are you a...
Are you a...
And was your answer, it depends how much I've had to drink?
Yes, that was my answer.
Of the Ticket Stock headliners, was he the wildest ride? And then who was second, if there is even a second place?
Man.
Was Lawrence Taylor?
Lawrence Taylor was pretty...
Yeah.
Yeah, he was flirting with the edge, but not like that.
Yeah.
That's definitely the wildest. Right?
Barry yeah. Sanders, the tamest, or Gaylord Perry, the tamest?
Yeah, Gaylord Perry was pretty tame. Gaylord Perry was like interviewing, you know, just kind of your sweet grandfather.
Yeah.
Was he a headliner, though?
No.
He wasn't?
No, I thought that was like Reggie Jackson's year or something.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Reggie was pretty nice, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, Reggie was yeah. pretty nice until Corby called him the Black Barracuda.
Uh-oh.
That ruined everything.
His mood changed?
It got his attention.
I think he got confused.
He noticed.
Mm. That's tense. You know, Reggie Jackson always had the reputation of being an absolute jerk, right? In his playing days?
Mm-hmm. He knew who he was.
What does that mean?
That means he knew he was Reggie Jackson.
As the show that...
Still confused.
As the show that over archives, I do... have some regret that we don't have better records of our Ticket Stock headliner interviews because I think many of them are dust in the wind.
Yeah.
How about Pete Rose? He was nice, right? Or was he jerky?
I don't know.
You know,
he was getting it over with.
Yeah.
You think so?
He was just getting it over with.
I was like a huge...
I guarantee you, as he was being walked out of the room, he had totally forgotten anything that had gone on in the last hour.
Yep.
Have you... stayed with the Pete Rose reality show, Mike?
No.
What's it called?
In fact, I have a...
Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
I never started on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it's called The Hitter and His Misses or something like that.
Isn't she
yeah,
like...
it's called Hits and Misses.
Oh.
Is she the...
Skip Bayless writes all these headlines
Asian
for the show.
Asian porn queen or something?
Yeah, she's the Asian. I don't know if she
does
Asian she, porn.
I don't know if she introduces herself as that, but... I believe she's Asian, and I do believe...
We have a few girls here that probably have dabbled in Asian porn a little bit. I'll
wow.
Mention.
Okay. That
no,
was
that's
just sad.
Oh, Mike quite has, an accusation.
Mike has become bored with our sports talk.
Any See, girls here ever dabble in porn, just to show of hands?
Hey, there's kids.
They don't know what that means.
If they survived the last segment.
Well, they're
they
ask.
Think we're saying corn.
Yeah.
Hmm. This guy's pointing to his girl, and that's so offensive, saying that she was involved in... You're not his girl? No?
Oh, yeah, I met them earlier. I thought
I
you were
too.
Married.
I thought y'all were together. That
yeah,
was the
I
only reason
I earlier, and
restrained
I
myself slightly.
Maddie? Mm.
Then what's going on? What's the relationship?
We need a wireless microphone out there.
Friends, okay.
That's also how Dennis Rodman felt.
Benefits?
You're
married?
To whom? Somebody else. Thank you for that specificity. That helped me.
Here's Tony with the microphone. Thank you, Tony.
Hey, go ahead.
What's your name?
Go ahead, explain.
What's your name?
Katie Lou Martin.
Oh, Katie
oh,
Lou
are
Martin.
You?
This is a
sounds like
Twitter
yes.
friend of ours.
Yes, this is somebody known to us for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's a country music name, Katie Lou Martin. So where's your husband?
He's at work.
Yeah.
So you took it upon yourself to come out here by yourself?
I did. 80 miles.
80 miles from where? Like, give me your actual physical address.
tone to it.
Pass.
And who is your, is he your bodyguard, this guy you're with?
No, it's a friend of mine on Twitter. And he recognized me, and here
we are. Oh, okay. So you met here?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's very active on Twitter.
She certainly is.
So how long have you listened to The Ticket, Katie Lou? Do you go by Katie Lou or Katie?
I should go by Catherine.
Catherine. Okay. Catherine. How long have you listened to The Ticket?
Stuffy and formal.
3 years.
And how old are you?
30.
Oh, really? You've hit 30? Yeah. I'm not interested anymore. You guys go ahead.
Why don't you stand up and let us have a look at you?
Yeah, come on up. Stand up, Katie Lou. Catherine.
Stand up. Creepy.
Stand up. Walk forward. Turn around. Yes. Come on. Keep coming up here. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Stand up here in front of the crowd.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Not bad. How about that, fellas?
My.
Could she be featured on your website?
Yes, she could.
Yes. Those are some tig old bitties.
You want to give that website a plug?
No.
What's his website? I don't know this joke. Is it an off-air deal?
No, he says it on the air all the time, but I think he doesn't want to now.
Oh.
Because kids are present.
Yeah.
Although, whenever kids are present, I'm always reminded of one of your lines from A Guy's Night Out when you said something shocking,
mm-hmm.
and someone said, Mike, there are kids here, and you said, there shouldn't be.
True.
But there ticket stock be. Is a little more family-friendly than A Guy's Night Out.
Yeah, we got a bounce house.
Yeah. Dallas Cowboys stuff.
Norm, do you have any questions about Katie Lou's rack?
No, I just met Katie Lou before.
Uh-huh.
And she's sitting next to a friend of mine also.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Friend of Norm.
Yeah.
Like, when you look at Katie Lou, are you attracted to her, or is that like...
She's a beautiful woman.
Okay, well, I just didn't know if you get older, the girls get out of your demo, and you just kind of lose interest in those girls.
Out of my demo?
Yes.
Out of my demo, Gordon?
Yes.
What's my demo?
Like, thoughts turn to Mae West, or what?
No, I mean, like, are you just naturally not as attracted to a girl of her age as you would be towards, you know, like a 50-year-old
Lana
woman?
Lana Turner.
I think you look and you can appreciate Mary beautiful Pickford. Women of any age.
You know, I would think even when you're 100, a beautiful 20-year-old is still extremely
still
attractive
20-year-old.
To you. Yes.
Or 30, as it were.
Or 30.
So, yeah, they were saying that you think of Mary Pickford when you have your special
Pickford.
Alone time, who was an actress like in the 20s.
She was the first movie star, the first movie actress.
I guessed Eve is who you were thinking of.
All right, we have to end this roundtable, unfortunately. It's been a joy
Boy,
being
it's
with
too
you
bad.
Guys. Yeah.
That's really too bad.
All right, coming up
really
next,
good.
It's going to be George, Norm again, Dan, Donnie, and Mike again, and you guys are going to be joined by Tom Grieve. That's next on The Ticket.
Oh, I thought it was Tom Grieve.
You think it's going to be an early spring?
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket knows that the groundhog didn't see his shadow, so we're getting spring early this year, and spring means baseball. Pitchers and catchers have already reported, and the position players will be there shortly, too. The Rangers will have a new look this season as they try to reclaim the AL West title. And The Ticket is oiling our glove, tarring up our bat, and getting our voices ready for some hot Ranger opinions. From the station that panics a little bit when someone says bunt near a live microphone.
Whoa.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're also on 99.5 HD.
Love Field has historically been known as a destination for air travel, but now it's your best way to travel around town in an all-new Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Ram. Introducing the all-new Love Field Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You'll love our deals on new and used vehicles. Our P1 friendly staff knows every customer's different, so we can customize any vehicle any way you want. If you can dream it, you can drive it. You'll love our deals at Love Field Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Mockingbird, right across from Love Field Airport. See our full inventory online at lovefieldcdjr.com.
Are you planning an event? Call Gillies Dallas today for a free consultation. Featuring 7 venues and 93,000 square feet of event space, Gillies is perfect for events of all sizes. From corporate events to weddings, conventions, even concerts, Gillies hosts hundreds of amazing events every year. Learn more online at GilliesDallas.com or call 214-421-2021. That's 214-421-2021. Or visit GilliesDallas.com.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim. Thank you. Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal, so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture, and you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
World-class chef Lorena Garcia on inspiring Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito.
When Taco Bell started, I said, a great steak burrito starts with great steak. They sent me the steak, I kept sending them back. No, not tender enough. No, it's gotta be thicker. More flavor.
It took 9 tries, but we finally nailed it. Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito. With new thick-cut, deliciously marinated steak, perfectly grilled, and Chef Lorena Garcia approved. Live Mas. At participating locations.
Attention credit card customers who may have spent a little too much this holiday season, putting them into credit card debt. Every 3 minutes, another person falls further into credit card debt, and many credit card companies have nearly doubled their minimum monthly payment. Now people can barely afford to keep up, but we have great news. Thanks to a powerful program, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. We are a nationwide nonprofit helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments for 20 years. Call 800-903-6424. The call and information are free.
I cut my payment by over $600 and saved over $25,000 in interest.
We've helped over 300,000 people eliminate their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-903-6424 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-903-6424. That's 800-903-6424. Again, 800-903-6424.
Introducing Miraset, the all-new revolutionary solution to stop smoking. Miraset is an all-natural spray registered with the FDA and created from homeopathic ingredients. Miraset curbs your nicotine cravings and withdrawal symptoms so you can stop smoking for good. Long-term smokers marvel over the effectiveness of Miraset. Order Miraset now and stop smoking forever. End the nicotine addiction for only $49.95 with a money-back guarantee. Call 800-394-6149. That's 800-394-6149. 800-394-6149.
Oh, and Stanley Ford Pilot Point.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
Ticket ticker!
The Dallas Stars got goals from four different players last night in their 4-3 win over Vancouver, and Richard Bachman even contributed 18 saves in relief of the injured Kari Lehtinen. Coach Glenn Gulletson says that he likes that to continue.
We're going to be a team that has to do it collectively. We need contributions from everybody, and we got them tonight, and that's what's going to have to happen for us moving forward.
Rangers getting busy at spring training in Surprise, Arizona, where the whole team is now reported. Outfielder David Murphy knows with guys like Josh Hamilton, Mike Young, and Mike Napoli no longer with the team, there's definitely a different vibe.
It's weird seeing these guys not here, but as we've talked about all offseason, it's the nature of the game. It's inevitable. Teams are going to change. Guys are going to change teams.
Opening day is Friday, April the 5th, at home against the Angels. Bill Haas is the leader by 2 shots in the 3rd round of the Northern Trust Open in California. Haas is at 10 under through 10 holes at the Riviera Country Club course. He leads Charles Schwartzel of South Africa, who's 8 under through 9 holes. Our next ticket ticker is at 2:50. I'm Carlos Leal, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ticket Stock 2013 is open now at the Urban Convention Center, 114 in O'Connor. We're here. Where are you? Brought to you in part by Stanley Ford, Bud Light, Starwood Motors, Albertsons, Buffalo Wild Wings, Toyota of Irving, Macho Self Storage, Park Place Volvo, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Welcome back to the Urban Convention Center. Our roundtables continue with, to my far left, Donovan Lewis, then Jub Jub, then Mike Reiner, and I'm Norm Hitzkus, and that's Tom Grieve.
Whoa, Tom Grieve.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Yep.
Really? We got him?
We got him.
Mr. Ranger.
I understand I have a pretty tough act to follow, though, in Dennis Rodman.
Well, if you top Dennis Rodman in certain areas, Tom, you will have completely changed your approach to life.
I will only say to everybody out there, you can bring your children back now.
Yeah, some learned some new words today.
Tom Green was the first-round draft choice of the Washington Senators in 1966. He and his son, Ben, are the only father-son team in the history of baseball to each be drafted in the first round of the draft. He finished a 10-year playing career in 1979. Since 79, there's been 1 year you weren't a member of the Ranger franchise. Is that correct?
Yeah, I actually, if you count the Senators, I was with the Mets in 1978.
All right.
And I was with the Cardinals for a little bit of 1979, but I finished that season in the minor leagues with the Rangers. So for all of the, whatever it is, 46 or 47 years, only one really was outside this organization.
Only one outside this organization.
Hey, Tom, can I go back for a second for when you're getting drafted? Talk to me about your draft night or day or whatever. Did you expect to go first round? Was it a nerve-wracking time for you? Talk a little bit about that.
You know, it was much different, Donovan, back then than it is now. There was no Sports Center. There was no Baseball America. You had no idea who the players... I was from New England.
Okay.
You had no idea who the players on the West Coast were. I had a lot of scouts at my game, so I had a pretty good idea. I was going to be a high draft choice, but you never know for sure. I went to school that day. I took my mom's car, and I drove back after school, was out at maybe 3 o'clock. The draft was over. That day's draft was over. I still had no idea who had picked me.
Okay.
So I pulled up into the driveway. My mom came out the door, and I said, "Who picked me?" And she said, "The Washington Senators." So that's how I found out at the time.
Wow, that's how it was, yeah. Huh?
Much different back then than it is
now.
No
doubt.
So did you have any idea that you might be going in the first round? Did they come up to you and say, "You're a really good player. We think you're a first rounder," or what?
Yeah, you know, actually, I don't know how much time we've got, but...
Oh, we got plenty of time.
Charlie Finley.
Don't worry about
Charlie Finley called me before the draft and said, if Reggie Jackson is not the first pick in the draft, if Reggie Jackson is the first pick in the draft, then we're going to take you with the second pick. Eddie Robinson came to Pittsfield and had Cott Deal, their batting practice pitcher, throw batting practice. So everybody assumed Reggie Jackson was going to be the first pick.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out the Mets took a catcher from California named Steve Chilcott,
right,
who was injured and never did anything after that. So once they took him, then the A's, and rightfully so, took Reggie Jackson. So if you think back in time to the early 70s, had the Mets taken the right guy, Reggie Jackson, then who knows how many World Series they won. They won a couple with all pitching and no offense.
Mm-hmm.
So with Mets with Reggie Jackson might have won 4 or 5 World Series. The A's, who won in, what was it, Norm, 72, 3, and 4?
Yeah.
With Tom Green, might not have won any. So, you know, baseball history is strange when you look back at it.
And you got to go through that process with your son, too. Your son, Ben, by the way, is maybe the best, not that I saw a ton of high school baseball. That was back when I was covering high school baseball. He was a dominant high school baseball. He had a sweet swing. Yeah. What a great player he was. You went through all that. What was that like when your son was about to be drafted?
It was much more nerve-wracking going through that than it was personally as a player. And, you know, it starts earlier, and you wonder if you really, a parent can't judge their child objectively because...
Yeah.
I think all of us
see our
children much differently than other people do. So even though he looked like a good player, I really wasn't that positive, and baseball is all I've ever done. So when he got the chance to be drafted, it was a great thrill for us, for our family. It's what he always wanted to do. He signed easily and went out and played right off the bat. I thought it was important for him to go to his rookie league team right off the bat, meet the young players, and get 250 at-bats before he went into his first full season, and that's what happened, and it all worked out. It worked out well for him.
Do you think generally that's a better route, to go high school? If you're really good, to go high school through the minors, or do you think it's better to go to college?
I think it's a personal decision for the family. I don't think you can go wrong if you go to college first. I think you can go wrong sometimes if you go professionally first. Mm-hmm. You take a pitcher with a 95 mile an hour fastball and not much command, and he goes out and he plays minor league baseball, and it just doesn't happen for him quickly, and he gets released. Well, now it's tough to go back to college, but if you go to college, the coaching in college now is so much better than it was 30 years ago. It's like being in the minor leagues, really. You look mm-hmm. at the programs around here at Baylor and Texas and TCU and A&M and all the junior colleges around here. You can't go wrong if your child goes to college. The other thing that Ben will never get back is the 4 years that you spend growing up in college. It's much different than growing up in small towns across the United States,
right,
playing minor league baseball with a group of friends. I wish, you know, both my wife and I went to college. We wanted him to go to college, but, you know, the contract was such where it was tough to turn it down.
Mm-hmm. Tom, in the Ranger franchise right now, this club didn't have a very good bench last year during the regular season, and it doesn't appear to have much of a bench right now. Is there a push-pull within the organization on whether or not Olt and Profar should start in the major leagues, or Olt and Profar should start in the minor leagues? Is there disagreement inside the franchise?
I'm not in those meetings, Norm, so I don't know. I have to think there is. Personally, it just seems like it's a much better situation if both those kids start out in AAA. And let's see them do it again. They're, especially Profar, he's just turned 20. And I think it's much better off if your utility player is a veteran player that accepts the role, knows the role, can sit on the bench for 3 or 4 days, step up and perform. Might not be an ideal world, though. And I agree with what they're saying. It's tough to get a utility infielder to come here because he knows he's never going to play.
Right.
So those veteran utility players don't want to play here. If we were not a contending team, then I don't see any way you could start Profar and Olt in the big leagues. It just would make no sense. There's too much risk involved. But as a contending team, trying to put the best team you can on the field to win a pennant and make the playoffs, if they're your best guys, now you've got a tough decision to make. And if you do decide that they're going to be on the big league team, they have to play and get, to me, at least 350 or 400 bats. Then they can go to winter ball and get a couple hundred more and not really have a lost season. But they can't make the team and be a utility player for 150 at bats or something like that. They've got to play a lot.
Do you think you can hurt a kid by rushing him?
Damn it,
or
I think you can, yeah. I think you can. I think both of
the, or just stunt his development, I guess.
I think you can if you don't play him a lot. Now, in Olt's case, I think Mike is maybe 23. He's had several years of college, a couple years in the minor leagues. I think it's less of a problem for him. And the only reason I wouldn't worry about it with Profar is he's almost a carbon copy of Elvis. They're both have been the youngest player on every minor league team they've been on, yet at the same time, they've been a guy on the team that everybody on the team looks up to as a leader. Even if you're a 25-year-old, 3-year minor league player and a college player, Profar has that kind of charisma, that kind of the kind of way about him, the way he plays the game. So I don't really worry about it with him, but I would worry about it if he made the team and didn't play very much. Now it's just not doing your organization the justice that it should have.
Would you
say
that
all these things we're talking about here, about the way these young guys might be used and the way bench players were used last year, we're talking about things that land at the feet of the manager eventually. So in terms of organizational push-pull, and I know you're not in those meetings, but how do you think the manager is going to be perceived in the organization this
year? Here's the difference, Mike, the way I see that. It's different when you're given a team at the start of the season, and now you've got a plan. And if Profar and or Olt is on the team at the start of the season,
mm-hmm.
okay, you've got a plan on how you're going to use him. You're going to, whatever, you're going to rest every infielder every 5 days, or he's going to, you know, he's going to DH him. You've got a plan for him. When these kids got called up last year, we're right in the middle of a pennant race. And it's not like the guys that are playing every day are out of shape, are hurt, or old. You know, guys are asked to play in a pennant race.
Right.
You're a little tired? Too
sure.
bad.
Yeah.
If I'm Ron Washington, Believe me, I love Michael and I love Jurickson and Profar. But in September, when I'm trying to win, I'm not playing them ahead of Ian Kinsler. If Kinsler comes in and I say to him, how do you feel? I feel fine. You're playing second. Say to Beltre, how do you feel? Don't even think about taking me out of the lineup. I look at Elvis. Elvis is 22 years old. How can he be tired? I'm not playing those guys ahead of any of those guys. Now, does it turn out that we lost last year because our players were tired? I don't know. Maybe it's a factor. Wash has taken responsibility for that.
Do you think that?
I don't think that. I don't think we played well enough the last 2 weeks of the season to win for whatever reason.
And you don't think fatigue has anything to do with that?
It might, but aren't the other teams tired?
And if you're going down swinging, you're going down with your best lineup, the guys you trust the most. Yeah.
Norm, you've heard it said in sports for a million years. I'd rather have my star at 75% than a bench player at 100%. And just because Profar and Mike Olt are terrific young players, there's no guarantee these kids are going to step in and get the job done in a pennant race.
Right.
So if I'm the manager, I would feel better at the end of the season trying to answer the questions about whether my players are tired than giving Profar and Olt significant playing time and not winning and having people say, how could you lose with two 20-year-olds instead of all-star players? Every infielder is an all-star player.
Right.
I'm going to war with the all-stars. That's the way I'm doing it.
Go along with what Mike's, I think, going with is that John Daniels seemed to have had he had to trade Mike Young in order for Ron Washington to not play Mike Young over Olt and Profar. It just seems like that, you know, last year, and like Donovan said, if you're Ron Washington and you're in a pennant race and you need a game one and you look over there and there's a guy you don't know and there's Mike Young who has done it for you in the past, it's hard, I guess. It's like watching your kids grow up. You don't realize all of a sudden they're different until you look at a picture. They're really different from 2 years ago. Mike Young is not the player he was 3 years ago, but it's hard to see when you watch him every day, I guess.
He didn't have a good year last year. There's no doubt about it. But he hit 320 in September, so he wasn't tired in September.
Okay.
And I'm on board with Wash on this one. I'm not playing a young player that's called up to the big leagues 1 second if I've got Mike Young ready to play that day. If I'm the manager, I've had the kid for 14 years. He's got a chance to get 3,000 hits. Maybe he's not having his best year, but I'm still going into the next game believing that he's going to have a good game. That's just the way I'm looking at it. So I didn't have a problem with that. Mike Olt's a terrific young prospect. But he struck out 100 times in 400 at-bats in Double-A. So why is he going to come in September and be better than Michael Young?
Imagine the second-guessing had he played those guys over Mike Young, and
exactly.
Then they didn't make the playoffs.
Exactly.
Why are you not going with your tried and true?
Yeah, and I would never lose 1 second of sleep by playing Michael Young ahead of a young player, even though he's having a down year for him last year. Now, this year, I think you can go to the bank that he's going to have a good offensive year. Now, I don't know about playing third base every day in the National League. That's going to be a challenge for him because, you know, it's been a while since he's done that. But he's still in great shape. I don't know why he didn't have a better year offensively last year. But I think he's still got it in him. I think he'll still have a good year.
Maybe guys who don't use PEDs or whatever people are using, you know, 36-year-olds, their careers
play
go
like,
down.
That's, play like 36-year-olds
yeah,
used to play like.
Remember how that, what was it, 10? Is it 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Guys turn mid-30s. They don't get better.
No.
I think they should get
bigger and stronger, that's for sure.
I think they're going to miss Michael Young so much more than what other people think because they see this year, last year, and they say, get rid of him. He sucks. And it's so easy to say that. But in that clubhouse and on that field and when you know you need a position to fill for that day and you know you have that dude right there and you know what you're going to get, I think he's going to be missed so much this year.
He means a lot to the team.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it. He's a guy that a couple of years ago he was playing with a sprained wrist and I think he had a broken bone in the other wrist and he never complains. And when you're one of the 25 guys on the team and you see him come and you see the way he prepares, you literally, if you're around him at all, you have no idea whether he's hitting. I couldn't tell the difference between Michael hitting 270 in August last year and winning the batting championship a couple years ago when he was hitting 340. He's steady. He comes to play. And, you know, I can't ever imagine myself having anything but a positive thing to say about him. You try not to have favorites, but after being here for as long as I have, he's at the top of my list. I admire the way he conducts himself, the way he plays the game. And even if deep in the back of my mind I'm thinking he's not up to the way he normally plays, I'm still playing him.
That's Tom Grieve. We're back with more with Tag right after these messages from Ticket Stock on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket stuck our mic in the face of Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett. 46 minutes later, we're not sure what he said.
You know, the way we have done things around here, candidly, is there's been a primary play caller, which has been me, but these have always been collective exercises.
You cannot look at us with a straight face and say, basically, well, the offense wasn't a problem last year. I don't know if y'all looked at the numbers. Yes, we looked at the numbers and they sucked.
Will he call the plays?
Does Jerry want you calling plays?
You'll have to ask him that.
So, P1 Cowboy fans, are you liking what you hear from your head coach? Only 10 weeks to the NFL draft.
Yay, football!
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Heard also on 99.5 HD2.
World-class chef Lorena Garcia on inspiring Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito.
When Taco Bell started, I said, a great steak burrito starts with great steak. They send me the steak, I kept sending them back. No, not tender enough. No, it's gotta be thicker. More flavor.
It took 9 tries, but we finally nailed it. Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito. With new thick-cut, deliciously marinated steak. And Chef Lorena Garcia approved. Click or tap the banner for nearest store. Live Mas. At participating locations. World-class chef Lorena Garcia on inspiring Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito.
When Taco Bell started, I said, a great steak burrito starts with great steak. They send me the steak, I kept sending them back. No, not tender enough. No, it's gotta be thicker. More flavor.
It took 9 tries, but we finally nailed it. Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito. With new thick-cut, deliciously marinated steak, perfectly grilled, and Chef Lorena Garcia approved. Live Mas. At participating locations.
Here's reality, guys. If you're over 30, your testosterone levels may have already begun to decline. It's a medical fact that testosterone levels decrease with age. Here's the good news. Progene, the only all-natural dual-action testosterone supplement, is giving away a free month supply to every guy that calls today at 800-643-8577. Kick your drive back into high gear and be the man you want to be again. Try it for a month for free. There's nothing to lose. Feel younger again and be the man you want to be. Call 800-643-8577 for details. That's 800-643-8577.
Attention business owners. A recent study revealed that only 1 in 10 business owners actually have a written plan for how they're going to grow their business. Yet those that have one achieve 50% more. In addition, if you have someone that holds you accountable, you achieve almost 400% more. This is Tony Robbins. I've helped businesses from more than 100 countries.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the 6-year best-selling book, The Ultimate Sales Machine.
Chet and I have created the most advanced business growth opportunity you'll probably ever experience.
A chance to learn and apply the most advanced concepts in management, marketing, and sales. Get a growth plan beyond anything you've imagined, and then actually have a master business coach hold your feet to the fire to track, monitor, measure, and implement weekly.
But please don't waste your own time if you're only about information without implementation. That's not us. But if you're serious about making your company stronger, more profitable, then start by getting a free growth plan at our expense, not yours. Leave us a voicemail with your email at 800-299-6444, and we'll email you the most advanced business growth plan you can imagine. That's 1-800-299-6444.
You never thought it would get to this. You're an addict, and your life is spiraling out of control. Whether it's drugs or alcohol, call the Addiction Help Hotline. One free call can be the first step to getting your life back on track. The Addiction Help Hotline will match you with the right facility for your treatment in our network of top-rated facilities nationwide. We'll help you select the facility type, the location, the treatment type, the affordability, and the length of stay. If you need urgent help, fast-track admissions are available. And whether it's insurance, credit card, or self-pay cash, the Addiction Help Hotline has an answer for your drug or alcohol addiction. The Addiction Help Hotline is discreet with our confidential and secure matching system. Stop being afraid. End the addiction. Help is just one free phone call away. Call the Addiction Help Hotline. We're standing by now to help you get your life back. The call is free. Call now. Call the Addiction Help Hotline at 800-356-2058. End the addiction. Call 800-356-2058.
800-356-2058.
When it's raining hard outside, can your roof still keep out the leaks inside? If it's time for a new roof, get your roofing installed the right way with Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation at 1-877-938-1414. You can save $500 if you call right now. Sears licensed fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. Sears has a variety of shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance, and you'll save $500 if you call now. So for roofing done right, call Sears for a free in-home consultation at 1-877-938-1414. Hurry, offer ends soon. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License information available upon request. That's Sears Roofing. Call right now and save $500. Call 1-877-938-1414. That's 1-877-938-1414. Sears.
What's it worth to protect your family's future? $1? Because that's all it costs to start a $50,000 term life insurance policy. To find out more, call 1-866-640-8844 now. Globe Life and Accident Insurance Company specializes in helping everyday people afford the protection of life insurance at an affordable cost. There's no medical exam and there's no waiting period. Best of all, the value of your policy never goes down and cannot be canceled as long as you make on-time payments. You can also give your children or grandchildren a financial head start. With children's policies, you can start for just $1. $1 pays the first month for adults and children. After the first month, the rates are based on your current age and are guaranteed for the life of the policy. Isn't it worth $1 to protect your family's future? Call Globe Life at 1-866-640-8844. That's 1-866-640-8844.
We say sports, you say now. Ticket ticker!
The Texas Rangers at some point will be dealing with the possible ramifications of reports of outfielder Nelson Cruz's dabbling in performance-enhancing drugs, but Rangers GM John Daniels says for now the issue is out of their hands.
There's nothing much that we can do, really. I mean, prepare for the year. We expect he's going to be a right fielder. If something comes up that impacts that, we'll deal with it at that point.
Rangers working out in spring training at Surprise, Arizona. They'll play their first exhibition game Friday afternoon against the Royals. In other baseball news, the Cincinnati Reds and pitcher Homer Bailey have agreed on a $5.35 million one-year contract, thus avoiding arbitration, which is a trend in Major League Baseball. With only two potential arbitration cases remaining, baseball is guaranteed of setting a record low for arbitration hearings. The record was three cases in 2005, 2009, and 2011. And the Stars return to the AAC tomorrow afternoon to face Calgary after their Western Canadian road trip ended bittersweetly with a 4-3 comeback win over Vancouver that saw starting goalie Kari Lehtinen injured. Pregame coverage tomorrow starts at 4:30 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Ralph and Razor will call the game action at 5 p.m. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 3:10. I'm Carlos Leal reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Broadcasting live from the new Metro PCS mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station. Day two of Ticket Stock 2013 is going on right now inside the Urban Convention Center at 114 O'Connor. Sam Perkins, Dennis Rodman, Tom Grieve, and Marty Turco will be here. Where are you? From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Norm is on.
We're on the air.
Norm, we're on the air.
God.
Yeah.
Here we are. 10,000 on UNLV. 10,000.
In Wisconsin, and give me the West tomorrow.
We need to apologize for George.
I'm going the over.
I'm going the over.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we need to apologize for George.
Doesn't it seem like George has a really big attitude right now?
George,
what's going on?
George is being aloof.
I am not. I just went and found a booth.
Hey, don't be aloof.
I'm trying to hang on to that sweet fountain of youth. Sweet bird of youth.
Youth.
I'm going to follow up on the Tom Grieve statements. With Dan McDowell, Mike Reiner, George Dunneman, Donovan Lewis, and Norm. He talked about Michael Young. How much or how little will Josh Hamilton be missed in the locker room?
In the locker room or on the field?
In the locker room.
None. I think very little.
Yeah, probably very little in the locker
room. I think
that's
a weight lifted off that locker clubhouse.
It's just, I think everybody signed off on him the day he dropped that fly ball.
Well, you know what?
Maybe even before that.
I think it may have been the only one. I think I was the only holdout.
Yeah, did it.
Because I understand what's going on, and everyone says he quit. And it's so easy to say that. It's so easy to say this athlete quit, and we just don't know what's going on. The dude has issues, of course. He has special – you have to have special treatment for him. I get that. I just don't know if the dude quit. And to replace 40 home runs and 120 RBI, it's so easy to say get him out of here, good riddance. But that is the biggest hole to fill. And this team and this park where you need all the offense you can muster up, you need that dude. And, okay, $125 million may be too much. I get that. But you just can't dismiss it as saying, good riddance, we don't need him, he's gone, we're going to be better. No,
all right.
That's not a hole, man.
I'm not dismissing that, but I'm not also not dismissing those pathetically futile three-pitch whiffs where he looked like all he was interested in was getting it over
with. Mike, it's 162 games. Every single player will do that at a particular time.
I know, at a particular time, but over and over again.
And, you know, did he pick his – the worst time to play his worst baseball? Absolutely he did. This whole team picked a really bad time to play really bad baseball at that particular time.
And that's why I disagree with Tom Grieve. I think Profar could have saved him last year.
But you just don't know that, man. That's so easy to say.
And I'm not saying playing full time, but you could have found it could have been just a dozen games.
Who was he
replacing? Two games could have made the difference.
Who was he taking? Who are you taking out of the
lineup? Someone different every day. And because those guys did get tired. All the way around, they got tired.
I think you could have worked him in. You're gonna,
and that could have saved the season. We know what happened.
I mean, look, at 2 years in a row.
Basically, they lost it.
2 years in a row, that team had played more baseball than any other team
out
there.
Sure, absolutely.
When you think about how long those postseasons went, I believe they had a possibility of a – and tell me if you know these numbers, Norm. I think they had a possible 138-game seasons. And in both of those seasons, they played about 132 or 133 of those games.
No, 188 game seasons. 188 game seasons. They had potential.
Yeah,
right?
Somehow the baseball season
was up in 180. Yeah. There's no question about that. The funny thing to me, though, is you look at the guys that drifted down the stretch. There was no reason for Josh Hamilton to be tired.
There's no reason for him to be tired. You think about it, and you put yourself in Washington's shoes, and it's so easy to say, hey, just put the guy in for a dozen games and see what he can do. When you're trying to win this pennant, and you're sitting down making a lineup, and you know what you have in these guys, and these are your guys, and I know Dan talks about this all the time. He may be loyal to a fault, maybe, but if I'm going down swinging, and I have my gloves on, and it's time to go, I'm going with my boys.
You know,
I got my boys behind me, and we're trying to make it. And if we make it, cool. If we don't, at least I went down swinging with the guns that I know are loaded and will shoot.
Okay, but for whatever reason, this team did run out of steam.
Yes.
And when you saw Profar in his first appearance, he homers in his first game, energizes the whole team. And I stand by the theory of the great Jerry Fraley, who says that that Wash just screwed the deal with that.
Yeah, I mean,
he should have played, not every day, but played him more,
there would have been
given him a role.
There could have been a way to work him in a little bit more gradually, pick your spots, and
DH,
give him a role.
Second base, shortstop.
And you say that.
I don't disagree with that.
You say that, and then he does that, and Profar bats 210 with that one home run that he hit in his first at bat and four RBI, and then you're killing Washington. What the hell is he doing? Why is he playing those young guys when he has these guys right here?
It's such a double-edged sword, and that's one guy who I think is special. And look what Trout did with the Angels last year.
How many special is Mike Trout? Huh? He isn't Mike Trout, period.
How do we know?
He isn't Mike Trout. There won't be another Mike Trout in baseball for 30 years.
The same thing happened in LA, though, where Mike Trout doesn't get a chance until an injury strikes.
Right.
They almost made a mistake on him.
They were forced to put him in the lineup. They did make a mistake. They started him in the minors last year.
It's not a mistake. They got off to a horrible start, and they could not dig out of that ditch.
Look, it's not a mistake. You just don't know. How many prospects do you have in baseball that are special? Can't miss. You got to put them in now, and they flame out, and they do absolutely nothing.
That kid is special.
How do you know?
Because I've seen him play. I've actually been to Frisco and watched him play and thought, damn, that guy doesn't belong here. He needs to be at least a triple A.
Wasn't Nelson Cruz so special? He ripped triple A. He got to the minor leagues and couldn't do nothing.
And I'm not talking about playing him every day. I'm talking about they could have – answer this question. Could Ron Washington have played him more last year, situational during a game, or rotating him every third day at a certain position? Yes, he could have. And what was the difference between the Rangers winning the division and having to play that spare-ass game against Baltimore? One game. And I'm just saying, we don't know.
You don't know he would have made the difference.
But I think the possibility exists that he could have saved them from that crash landing at the end of last season to where they had to play the Orioles in a one-or-done game where they were done, unfortunately. And I think
never
he could have saved
them. Well, Profar can't pitch either. So that pitching also went belly up on him also.
But sometimes a young guy can energize an entire clubhouse.
But it's the unknown, man.
He hit that home run, and then he went something like 1-for-15.
Yeah, he did.
And he didn't even tear up Frisco. This is a guy who hit .280 at AA with 14 homers. He's a tremendous prospect. I think we focused on the wrong part of the season here. The part of the season where these people potentially got tired was in September. I will say this to you straight out. I love John Daniels. I thought he did a horrendous job of giving Ron Washington a bench. For 5 months of the season, Washington looked at his bench, and his bench consisted of the backup infielder Gonzalez, Brad Snyder, Yorvit Torrealba, and Craig Gentry. How is he supposed to rest people with those bench players?
Yeah.
You know, we had no guy sitting there that you said, oh, don't worry, stick him in. He'll be fine for 3 or 4 days rotating him. You couldn't overexpose any of those guys.
I think if Profar had played more, he would have hit better.
He may have, but...
I think he sat around and didn't have much opportunity.
Why don't you marry him then?
I might. I might, because I think he's going to be special.
I think he's so special too.
I think, so what do you do here in the next 2 months if he rips the cover off the ball in spring training? Start him in AAA?
Well,
I don't think a month of spring training should determine what you do. You know? Baseball is a game that you need 162 games to play.
But it's going to have to because they've seen so little of it. I mean, they've got to go by what they see in spring training.
Thank you. That's the other part about it. We would know more about him now if they would have played him at the end of last year.
But your decision to make Elvis Andrews the starting shortstop was not based on, hey, if you do well for 2 weeks. It was a well-thought-out, we know what kind of guy you are, we know how you've played so far, if you should continue your development, at least defensively, you're ready for the big leagues, we'll protect you a little bit offensively.
If you come to spring training and do what we think you can do, you're our guy.
That's our plan. And I don't think that a hot streak, because anybody can have a hot streak in spring training.
Sure.
If your thought is he needs more everyday playing time in the minor leagues to be ready for this full time, well, then that's your thought. Don't let 2 weeks of four. Baseball is 2 weeks of hitting 400 and 2 weeks of hitting 180. And you match it up together at the end of the year, you know, so don't base it on.
No,
pitchers,
I'm not basing it on that.
Pitchers who are trying to work out their kinks and just kind of get their arms loose, and if Profar kills that for a couple of weeks, we're going to all of a sudden say.
No.
All right, but then there's this. Let's say that they do decide to send him to the minors this year. He goes down there, plays a month, and he's hitting .380 and got about 9 homers and is just clearly the best player in the minor leagues and ready for the majors. What are they going to do with him then?
Put him at second base so that Butcher gets out of there?
And do what with him?
Move him to first base?
Sometimes, wait a minute. Baseball works itself out often.
But wait.
With injuries.
If you move Kinsler to first base, what are you doing with Olt? Are you going to make him a corner outfielder?
And where's Moreland in all this?
Yeah.
We giving up on Moreland?
No, I like Moreland.
Let's do this on the show sometime. Let's get us all together and do this on the air.
That's right. I'm about to fight George right now.
Baseball's not a talking sport.
Baseball is a talking sport. It's the ultimate talking sport.
We're a ticket
sport.
Stock and a round table.
Baseball's a talking sport, right? Yeah.
See there? Only four people
agree. Let's fight George.
A round table with the former star, great goalie Marty Turco is next.
and we beat up George.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket invites you to Day 2 of Ticket Stock 2013. Going on now at the Irving Convention Center, 114 and O'Connor. Free parking, free admission, and free autographs from Dennis Rodman, Jay Crowder, Sam Perkins, Tom Grieve, and Marty Turco. Plus Wheels Off Roundtable starring the Ticket Guys and Ticket Stock Family Feud live on stage. It's sportsy fun for the entire family today at Ticket Stock 2013 from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Good also on 99.5 HD2.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim. Thank you. Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
World-class chef Lorena Garcia on inspiring Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito.
When Taco Bell started, I said, a great steak burrito starts with great steak. They send me the steak, I kept sending them back.
No, not tender enough. No, it's gotta be thicker. More flavor.
It took 9 tries, but we finally nailed it. Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito. With new thick-cut, deliciously marinated steak, perfectly grilled, and Chef Lorena Garcia approved. Live Mas. At participating locations.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. He is Sweet Jack, he is Sweet Jack, he is Sweet Jack, SweetJack.com.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you have student loans? If you're behind, if you're late, or even if you're in default on your student loans, we can help cut your payments by up to 50, 75, or even 90%. We provide student loan relief, getting you relief from your student loans fast. No matter how much you owe or how far behind you are on payments, we can fix your student loan problems. Just call 800-643-0718. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Call 800-643-0718. That's 800-643-0718. Again, 800-643-0718.
If you're addicted to drugs or alcohol and life is out of control, call the Addiction Help Hotline. The Addiction Help Hotline will match you with the right facility to treat your drug or alcohol addiction. Insurance, credit card, or self-pay cash. The Addiction Help Hotline has an answer for your drug or alcohol addiction. End the addiction. The call is free. Call the Addiction Help Hotline at 800-356-2058. End the addiction. Call 800-356-2058. 800-356-2058.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393.
Every 3 minutes, another person falls further into credit card debt. Many credit card companies have nearly doubled their minimum monthly payment. People can barely afford to keep up. Here's the great news. With our powerful program, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. We are a nationwide nonprofit and have helped over 600,000 people with their credit cards. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-495-1307. That's 800-495-1307.
99. Ticket Sports News Now. Ticket Ticker!
The Dallas Stars starting goalie Kari Lehtinen left last night's 4-3 win against Vancouver during the first period with a lower body injury. This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Shellback Caribbean Rum. Richard Bachman came on in relief, and after a shaky second period, Bachman recorded 18 saves as the Stars came from behind to win. Coach Glenn Gulletson is counting on Bachman to keep things together in the near future.
He's a mentally strong guy. You know, he came off a game in Calgary that he wasn't happy with, but, you know, he came in relief here, made some big saves, and then at the end, you could see he was getting more and more confident as he got into the game, and that's a big step for him as well.
For insurance, the team has recalled goalie Christopher Nilstrup from their minor league affiliate to back up Bachman until they know the extent of Lehtinen's injury. Rangers beginning full team workouts today at Surprise, Arizona, with players like Josh Hamilton and Michael Young playing for other teams. Shortstop Elvis Andrus says this is not the same team he's used to seeing the last couple of years.
A lot of new faces for sure, but it's, you know, it's baseball. It's going to happen. You got to move it on. We're going to miss those guys, but it's a new year.
The Rangers' first exhibition game is Friday afternoon against Kansas City. Bill Haas is three shots ahead of the field in the third round of the Northern Trust Open in California. Haas has an 11 under through 12 holes. He leads a group of five golfers, including second-round leader Sangmoon Bae, who are perched at 8 under for the tournament. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 3:30. I'm Carlos Leal, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We've got wacky roundtable fun from all the ticket guys live on stage at Ticket Stock 2013. Going on now at the Irving Convention Center. Brought to you by Albertsons, Texans Can Academy, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 3:20. It's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket from Ticket Stock.
You can fast for a week.
At the Irving Convention Center.
Please.
It's pretty awesome out here. It's pretty awesome. All right, we're out here, and we have sponsors, Bud Light, Macho Self Storage, Albertsons, Texans Can Academy, Buffalo Wild Wings, and many, many more, including the Big 12 Conference, Corby.
I know.
And
Big Bedlam game just ended, Craig.
Who won?
We lost in overtime. In Stillwater.
Like our first loss of the year.
I think that's our first loss in like 8 years.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We TCU? What?
We have Marty Turco.
When you say we, I just don't know what you mean. Right.
Tom Grieve is still here. Dennis Rodman, I think, is still here, right?
Yep.
Who knows? He doesn't even know.
And then Ticket Family Feud at 5:30. Now, we have a roundtable here that includes Yo and Dan Jr. and Corby.
Hello.
So this is nice. And I thought, well, here are three guys that really like sports, and they don't care who knows. And I just wanted to bounce a thought off you guys.
That yes, I would cut the baseball season down to 40 games.
40 now?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's not completely rule out the 16-game season where they play every Sunday.
I'll tell you what, man. Think about that for a second, people. A 16-game baseball season played exactly like the NFL where you have your pitcher, you know, barring injury.
Yep. Right. He's like your quarterback.
Yeah. And how into it you would be.
It would be awesome.
It really would be. It'd be incredible.
Now, could we make the NFL switch to an every night for the entire summer league?
No way.
And then you could charge how much for tickets for those games?
Oh, my gosh.
So the hello?
Am I
on?
You're on.
The average price for a baseball game now for a ticket is $28, I think.
Right.
The NFL average ticket price, non-premium seats, is $78. So okay. you could get that for a baseball. You could charge
cowboy numbers easily.
Eight home games.
More junior.
I would
different size stadiums, too, there, junior.
Tony,
you're going to have to charge a lot more.
I'm on four, Tony.
You'll have to double.
Is this mic turned
You on? Wonder if Major League, that's me, you're turning
I think
up.
It's your ears.
No, he just turned up Corby. And
yeah, he's four. Craig is number four.
We still have Tiny Junior.
I need to be on the air for the, yeah.
There you go.
There you go. But do you think that baseball right now is considering that? I really think that we're making an impact. Right now, they're in the hot box at MLB going,
these guys got something.
First off, the ticket is awesome.
We
secondly,
need to listen to these guys.
Secondly, cut our season down by 90%.
Now, I'm pretty sure fourth and fifth starters in baseball would really have a
problem
with
this. Oh, yeah. Well, the players' union, you know what? Screw them.
Okay, so, but here's the reason.
Make the games longer.
Interesting, a 27-inning game.
Yeah, there's 15 let's go with.
All right.
Let's not be ridiculous. All right, but here's the sports thought that popped in my head the other night that I wanted to share with you guys. And as a brief setup, I am going slowly insane, even by my standards, by digitizing my videotape collection.
What are you doing?
You'll never go back and watch any of that.
I know. I know, but I'm still doing it. What this means is running your videotapes into your laptop, onto a hard drive, and throwing your videotapes away. So every football game I have from like 1985 till present is on a hard drive instead of on videotapes that don't work anymore. The videotapes are, if you have one from the 80s that you really, really like, it's in about, every year it gets worse, and it's going to get worse and worse, and you got to save it digitally.
How many games total?
I easily get into four figures.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It's.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a problem.
And you do it in real time, obviously.
Yeah, and I don't sit there.
Yeah.
But at night, I'll go to bed and.
One game a night?
Yeah, or one when I get home from work and I'm playing with the kids, and I'll come back and switch to another game, and then right before bed to a third game. So I can do about three a night.
Corby, he needs an intervention.
Okay, but yes, I agree it's insane, and I also agree I probably won't go back and watch hardly any of them. But that's not my issue for you guys. My issue for you guys is as I'm watching these games and as I'm putting them in, and like one last night was Joe Montana and the Chiefs against Dan Marino and the Dolphins in a playoff game. And, you know, Marcus Allen was playing for the Chiefs, and, you know, Don Shula's still coaching. And you're like, wow, this is pretty cool to have all these guys on here. But the majority of my stuff, being Captain Cheesehead, is generic games from generic bad Packer seasons of the late 80s when they were really, really bad.
Mikowski?
Yeah, and his awesome mullet. His bleach blonde mullet.
God.
But
you think there was any chance that he wore Zubaz?
Oh, I would imagine he was a spokesman. But as I look at these games, I remember all the players. And I don't remember why we got rid of this guy. And it occurred to me, I used to watch sports by just watching the game and by completely believing everything the team was telling me and not even asking any questions. And maybe the best example was Bryce Pop or Tim Harris, these guys who led the NFL in sacks and then just disappeared. And they like traded them to Buffalo and they got nothing back. And I didn't ask any questions. He's not on the team this year. Let's worry about the guys who are on the team. And there was never a press conference. I didn't even know who the GM was, and I'm not sure I cared.
Mm-hmm.
I just watched the game purely from these guys are wearing the color I like, and I hope they win today.
So does anybody do that now?
Yeah, they have to.
Or
yes.
Is the world like we have become?
No, I think it's age. I don't know if it's technology.
As you age, then you like were the adults back then knowing?
No.
No, that's true.
Were they bitching about the Packers?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you, I had an uncle. Had an uncle. And he was obsessed with the Cowboys. He lived in New Braunfels. And every time we'd go down there to visit, he would sit there and listen to KRLD.
Is this your uncle who was obsessed with the cheerleaders?
Yes.
This was a great story.
Yeah. And he listened to every single radio show, the Tex Schramm show, the Tom Landry show, and he knew all about the GMs. He knew about trades if there were, which there weren't back then. That's another thing. There weren't big moves. There was no free agency. So things were different back then. I mean, now we're consumed by who's going where, how they're getting there, because there's so many different avenues for them to go. Well, back then, it's just you're a Cowboy.
Yeah, the interesting thing, Tim Harris, and I don't even know if you guys remember him, but in Green Bay, he was a big deal because the team sucked. But he would have like 16 sacks a year from the time he was 22 to the time he was 26. And then poof, at 26, they decided, let's get rid of him for like a second round pick. And, I mean, he was their best player and he vanished.
Was it monetary?
I'm sure it was, but I didn't know that. And
he vanished like the mob may have taken
him?
No,
he went to go play for the 49ers and I think probably got a ring there.
You weren't complaining?
But I didn't have an issue. Like, I didn't type up a letter or anything, you know. It was just, okay, well, he's not on the team and they drafted this kid who's supposed to be good. And it just occurred to me, I had no critical thinking for my favorite team back then at all, whereas now, anytime you mention any player on any of these teams, I know, like, the three guys they could have had in the draft instead of him, and what his cap number is, and
okay, let me ask you this. Is it because of your job? Because in the late 80s, you didn't care, but now it's your job to pick everything apart.
I feel like a lot of P1s have an idea of what Romo makes relative to what other quarterbacks make, and I think that bothers them. Like it never bothered me. I didn't know what quarterbacks made
right
20 years ago. I don't know.
No, I never knew Staubach's salary.
But it's also just getting older and being cynical about anything as you realize everything you've been told from the moment you were born is a lie.
Baloney.
Like, do you remember, you're obsessed with Danny White. Do you remember Danny White's salary relative to everybody else in the league then?
I remember in the mid-80s becoming familiar with salaries because the Sporting News, which I subscribed to, printed a list of the highest paid. And I remember Danny White and Tony Dorsett and Randy White were all among the highest paid in the NFL.
They were making like $600,000.
That about $600,000.
It was such a great issue, too. Why don't you just sit there and look at like the top 100 paid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that was the first time. And then since then, we've known about everybody's salary. What? Back to your uncle. He's the horniest uncle I've ever heard of.
It was unbelievable. He, at the time, I thought he was 100 years old, but he was probably late 50s, early 60s, and he was obsessed with the Cowboys. And so he would come up to Dallas or to Arlington and stay with us for a full week during the football season and buy Cowboy tickets for the family to go to.
And you're thinking because he can't wait to watch the battle in the line of scrimmage.
He is. I mean, I'm not kidding you. He knew everything. And he would take me as a little bitty kid from probably second grade on to the Cowboy kickoff luncheon that Monday where they make the final cuts on Sunday and then Monday's a luncheon. I would skip school and Uncle Bill would buy a table to be there. Well, we would go to the games and he would buy like the most expensive tickets. We would be really low. And again, I'm a little bitty kid going to these games and I'm just going, I cannot believe I'm in here and I'm this close. And the Cowboys were incredible back then in the late 70s, you know? And so, you know, I'd be sitting there and rattling things off Uncle Bill. Well, I noticed that very early on that Uncle Bill had his binoculars. We're on like the fourth row on the 50. And Uncle Bill has got his binoculars out, and we are also about 25 feet from the cheerleaders. And this horny SOB is honing in on the cheerleaders. He never even watched any of the games.
And he's a huge fan.
Huge! He's just like, and all I hear is like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
And there was one time when he goes, I was like, Uncle Bill, you know, something's going there. Tony Hill just caught a pass, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, I'm not really interested in that. And he goes, you're so lucky you're 12 years old or something like that. Yeah, because I had a shot. Like, I was going to get a little older.
It was all in front of you.
Yeah, I had a shot with these women. Clearly his time had passed. You know, it was such a weird. I was like, God, what is wrong with you?
So what? Where do you categorize that uncle?
Yeah, I didn't even
consider
that.
Because he was obsessed
that.
With the team, but not in person at the game.
Didn't even consider that possibility.
And he was so upset going to the famous Redskins-Cowboy game when it was about 10 degrees. He took my dad. It was too cold for me as a little kid. My mom wouldn't let me go. It was too cold. You can play the cat sounds. And so he comes back from the game, and I'm like, oh, my God, you're at the greatest game ever. Tony Hill in the corner of the end zone, and Staubach leads a comeback, blah, blah, blah. He's like, you know the cheerleaders had on sweatsuits?
He was ruined his whole day.
Yes, he was mad that in 1 degree weather that these women weren't in bikinis.
This guy is so great. Is he still with us?
No, he checked out a few years ago.
I'm so sorry.
I know.
I would love to interview
him. We
gotta
go? Okay, we gotta go.
How much older was he than you?
Oh, 50 years.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
So he's 60 when you're 12 at the
yeah.
game? Oh, wow.
So he missed the whole internet porn era.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I know, right? Salute, Uncle Bill.
Salute. All right, it's 3:35. I bet you Marty Turco's probably about ready to come up on stage, so we will throw fastballs or slap shots at Marty Turco. Get it? It's a hockey tie-in.
What?
Next from Ticket Stock.
Sports happens every day on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, even after you get to work.
Do you work here?
So tune us in, turn it up, and keep it on after 8:30 in the mornings at 1310 AM, 104.1 FM, even in HD at 99.5-2, or stream us in the office via iHeartRadio or theticket.com. Don't wait all day to solve sports problems. Punch up Norm Hitzkus from 10 till noon.
What the hell are you talking about?
And stick around for bad radio every day, noon till 3.
Big deal.
So what?
HSOs and funny segments have actually been proven to increase productivity during working hours. It's true. Test our theory today on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Crude also on 99.5 HD.
If your honey-do list keeps growing, or your home needs repairs, or you're getting ready to sell your home, your P1 pals at Neighborhood Handyman and Remodeling can help. They can replace or adjust doors, fix squirrel damage, wood rot, leaky toilets and drywall damage, install ceiling fans, and more. All their workers are bonded, insured, and background checked, and they stand behind their work. Serving North Dallas and Collin and Denton counties for 10 years, for a free estimate, call Neighborhood Handyman and Remodeling, 972-747-1117.
There are certain crucial things you gotta have in a sports bar, like big screen sports action, a great beer selection, a delicious variety of dishes to choose from, and a fun, casual atmosphere. If you like all these things, then check the box, the Press Box Grill, with locations in Grapevine and downtown Dallas. They've got a wide selection of domestic and international beers, and a mouthwatering menu that includes their famous jalapeno pork chops and mango salmon. For locations and more information, go to PressBoxGrill.com or find Press Box Grill on Facebook or Yelp.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
World-class chef Lorena Garcia on inspiring Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito.
When Taco Bell started, I said, a great steak burrito starts with great steak. They send me the steak, I kept sending them back. No, not tender enough. No, it's gotta be thicker. More flavor.
It took 9 tries, but we finally nailed it. Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito. With new thick-cut, deliciously marinated steak, perfectly grilled, and Chef Lorena Garcia approved. Live Mas. At participating locations.
Do you have student loans? Are you worried about making your payments? Don't worry, we can help you. If you're behind, if you're late, or even if you're in default on your student loans, we can help cut your payments right away. We provide student loan relief, getting you relief from your student loans fast. We'll stop any harassing phone calls, stop any wage garnishments, and even remove any tax liens. No matter how much you owe or how far behind you are on payments, call our established student aid toll-free assistance line right now at 800-390-2930. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. That's right, we guarantee we'll get your student loan out of default and cut your payments right away. Best of all, it's 100% guaranteed. Just call 800-390-2930. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Don't go another day with your loans behind or in default. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-390-2930. That's 800-390-2930. Again, 800-390-2930.
Are you sick of cigarettes ruling your life? Tired of the yellow teeth and shortness of breath? Think nothing out there works? Think again. Introducing Miraset, the all-new revolutionary solution to stop smoking forever. Miraset is an all-natural spray registered with the FDA, created from homeopathic ingredients. Miraset suppresses your nicotine cravings and withdrawal symptoms, allowing your body to reprogram itself to remove the crave forever. Former longtime smokers are marveling over the effectiveness of Miraset. Randy writes, I've tried several stop smoking products without any success. After trying Miraset, my overall health is so much better, and my urges have gone away. Miraset is not a temporary solution with harmful side effects like some of these other products. It is an all-natural and permanent solution to stop smoking for good. Order your one-month supply of Miraset today to end the nicotine addiction for only $49.95 with a money-back guarantee. We care about restoring your health. Order Miraset now and stop smoking forever.
Call 800-394-6149. That's 800-394-6149. 800-394-6149.
Org. Breaking sports news now. Ticket ticker.
Matt Harrison signed a big contract during the offseason for the Rangers. The lefty agreed to a five-year, $55 million deal. Manager Ron Washington doesn't expect a let-up in Harrison's results.
I certainly hope that he don't allow $50 million to affect what he's done to this point, because there's a lot more to come.
Rangers started full-team workouts today and play their first exhibition game on Friday against Kansas City. The Dallas Stars return to the AAC tomorrow afternoon to play Calgary after their three-game Canadian road trip. Kari Lehtinen suffered the dreaded lower body injury in the first period of last night's win in Vancouver. The team has recalled Christopher Nilstrup from their minor league affiliate in Austin in case Lehtinen's injury requires a trip to the injured reserve list. Former Houston Cougars coach Guy Lewis is among the 12 finalists for election into the Basketball Hall of Fame. The list announced during the NBA All-Star Weekend includes Tim Hardaway and Mitch Richmond. Those are the T and M of the Golden State Warriors' Run TMC attack of the 1990s. Gary Payton is also up for consideration, as are coaches Jerry Tarkanian and Rick Pitino. The inductees will be announced at the Final Four in April. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 3:50. I'm Carlos Leal, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Things get really weird at Ticket Stock 2013 today at 5:30 when the Drive Timers take on the Middayers in Ticket Family Feud from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And we're back. 3:40.
More Bob.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Live from Ticket Stock, and look who has joined our little round table. By the way, the round table including Bob Dan Jr. and Corby, and down there on the end is Marty Turco himself.
Look at that. Gentlemen. Look at him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Would you look at that?
Good to be home.
There he is. Now a TV star.
Yeah, I don't go that far.
Who is allowed to stay up late into the night, sitting uncomfortably close to Luddy.
I know. I'm getting tweets about that.
All right, so.
What, that you're too.
Too close to Luddy.
Too grand.
It's a weird.
In together?
No, wait. They want us. There's a. Apparatus below me. I can't go any farther left.
They got like the printer down there.
Plus, they want our two shot to look nice and cozy. I'm like, the guy's like a barrel. How do I even look somewhere comfortable
look at
beside
you
him?
Two shot terminology.
He knows.
All right. I told him I was sucking up to him and said that he looks like he's still in good shape. To which he shot that down promptly and said, no, he's not.
Well, then I went over to this chair, and then they're like, no, you got to come back to this one.
And he got tired.
Then he showed me his knee and got all weird.
Boy, yeah. He's playing that up, isn't he?
It's working for him, though.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he had a hot chick just here moments ago making a move on him.
I don't know about that. So, but you are in shape relative to others who maybe retired and let themselves go, and I don't want to name names.
Others like, in broadcasting.
Like Brett Hull.
Come on, man. Genetics.
Well, Brett was never really in shape when he played, right?
Well, if you look at pictures from even that 99 year, He looked good. He looked good compared to now. But
right.
Then you're like, did he look good then? Then you got to put yourself back in a time warp.
That's true.
He looks good on the golf course. That's all I know.
Time sucks, doesn't it, Marty?
Yes.
Is he hitting further than you?
Straighter and
further.
He scores.
Is he? I mean, scratch, right?
Further is irrelevant.
That's true.
Yeah, he's a scratch.
Yeah.
No, he's a player.
It's nauseating.
Is he better than Madonna?
It's close. Mike's really been working at it.
That's all he does.
That's all he does. Mm-hmm.
Are there some hockey players that aspire to be good golfers who aren't, because you never hear of them? You only hear that every hockey player is a fantastic golfer.
Oh, no, there's... I hear that all the time.
Or they don't care at all.
And there's some really bad ones. Don't get me wrong. Like, really, really bad ones. But even the good ones, like Brett, and even Brendan now, he's down to one as much as he's played. Might even been zero at some point. But no matter what, as good as these guys could work at it and be, they're nowhere near what the touring guys
no,
are.
No, God, no. Mm-hmm.
But
no.
Everybody thinks that they can go out there and you're like, hey, well, you know, I shot 65 and I could do that. And when the heat's on, it's a little
all
different.
The difference in the world.
Yeah. You in know, hockey, Bob, you get all ramped up, but in golf, you got to shrink it in. It's
Bob
just
thought he
totally
could play
different
in the NHL for a while when you were in your late 20s.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me?
Late 20s.
My late 20s.
I catch some of your post-game analysis. I thought you did play.
Oh, I feel like I did, too. Yeah, well, you gotta do what you gotta do, Marty.
A teasing.
That's okay, man. If
you're talking hockey, it's all
about. We've had a long run. We've had
heck
a,
yeah.
It's
there's two things that I always thought we'd see Marty Turco do in Dallas, and we didn't. One is the goalie fight.
Yeah.
Strip club owner.
I just felt like you were the kind of guy that
yeah.
I don't know. Might enjoy a goalie fight.
I love it. I wouldn't mind it.
Have you been in goalie fights?
Yeah.
On your way to Dallas?
Yeah. In the minors.
Yeah? A lot?
No.
Or what's a lot?
It's such
couple?
A rarity. It's such
one?
A rarity.
Yeah.
All right, so what would cause it? Like, what a memorable one?
The biggest one, it was a 5-on-3 in the end of a first period, and then they pulled their goalie with 2 seconds left because there's no way we could shoot it down in time. So it was 6-on-3, and I was on the ice, so it was technically 6-on-4, and then a brawl happened. And so it's like, I'm holding two guys. Not liking my chances. But you have to get in there. It's 23. My first year pro.
Okay, so but it wasn't one of those, I go to center ice and wave.
No, then their goalie comes on the ice. Cause
oh, he
think,
did.
They think the melee is done. So it's really 7-on-4. And he's just trying to get off the ice. And now he sees me. He's telling me to let go of guys. And then we get out to the center ice and go at it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
Is the place going nuts?
Oh, yeah. All 300 of them.
Yeah, well, college hockey, huh?
No, this is in the minors. Calum
oh,
suit.
Minor league hockey.
Yeah. And we had 400 penalty minutes in that game.
Dude,
400.
That's awesome.
One game.
It's
got to
be a
yeah.
record.
How about...
It's definitely a record in that league because that league doesn't even exist anymore. That's how old I am.
Another thing I wondered if we'd see, just because you're such a great puck handler, is maybe a goal.
Yeah. I could
you
say...
You get one anywhere?
No.
Huh.
In the NHL, I probably legitimately attempted it four, maybe five times, and three of them were like a good traditional have my time set up. And the best one, the one that I think was online was my first year playing.
Empty net?
Empty net, yeah. I actually don't think I can beat
no,
a goalie.
No, he beat a goalie on a one-timer.
I appreciate the confidence.
Anytime.
we were winning 2-1, Madison Square Garden, not a better place in the world probably to score a goal if you're a goalie. And I get it and blow the circles, and everybody's coming at me on this side of the red line. It's nothing. And I rip it, and if it wasn't going in, it would have missed by a foot either way. I felt like it was online, and Peter Nedved jumped up and knocked it out of the air, had a jump and knocked it out of the air. And that was probably the chance I had.
That's a high stick. That should be a penalty shot. Should give you a penalty
automatic
shot.
Automatic goal.
Yeah.
That requires great skill, by the way, to do that. What Nedved
to jump
did.
It up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Even if you got lucky, just that's pretty darn lucky.
There's no doubt. You know, the
but
thing,
we won the game. That's all that matters.
That is all that matters. The thing about Marty
that is
interesting, especially given that...
It's the way I live.
You kind of followed Ed Belfour was just your overall demeanor, because Dallas had kind of been trained... And the idea that all goalies had to be psychopaths.
Right.
And then you show up and...
Yeah. It's kind of like coming on this panel after Rodman.
I'm not sure I've ever seen you... I'm not sure I've ever seen you go nuts. I mean, you've taken swings at guys out there on the ice, but that just wasn't how you rolled, and it kind of demonstrated that goalies can be normal humans as well.
Or normal off the ice. Wasn't that more it?
Yeah, but even...
Because you could play like a nut out there, but
yeah.
Then... Be approachable and a human that we could actually speak to after the game.
Yeah.
You could
and
be
your
approached.
Teammates could. And
people
you're
could
friendly.
Look you directly in the eye and it didn't set off any sort of...
Well, my on-off switch was controllable. Off the ice, it was, this is me, and but on the ice, it's play to win, no matter what it is.
So, all right, so flipping the switch, this always intrigues me because, like, you see it with offensive linemen, I think, more than anything, because, or in the NFL, because most of those guys are really nice guys, and they're just these humongous men.
Smart.
Yeah.
The smartest on the field.
But then when you see them on the field and how crazy they can get and they talk about it or whatever,
yeah.
I just think it's such a hard thing to say you flip the switch, you know? Like, you're really a nice guy, and then suddenly on the ice or on the field, wherever it may be, you're nuts. Or not nuts, but you're really intense.
Well, it appears to be nuts, and the intensity is for real.
Yeah.
And it's something that you learn over time to not take it off the ice, or especially bring it home. you inevitably do at some point in a positive but often negative manner. It's just the way we are. It's human nature. But to play professionally, whatever, and hockey's about as crazy as it can get, you get so ramped up. And a goaltender, you try to be somewhat subdued and calm, and you're in a reactionary position, but it doesn't matter if you don't like getting scored on, you don't like someone in your crease, you don't like the way your teammates are playing, or you don't like a particular player on the other team, and they've been scoring on you, they've been beating you in the playoffs or whatever, you're going to like lose it. And I think just my ability not to lose it, or the extreme for me wasn't as extreme as others were. I never ever once saw the plan to lose my mind and just like all my equipment off and throwing sticks in the crowd. Or I mean, I lost a couple $100,000 for slashing people in the face. That's not really a good way.
Oh, well, yeah, but we've all done that.
Who hasn't been there?
So at what age did you determine that you were the goalie?
9 I started, and 10 was full-time.
Why?
I liked it. I was scoring goals a couple of years before and played on the traveling team, and there was nothing. I knew what it was like to score, and then once I found out what it was like to stop that guy from being close to that euphoric feeling, it was even cooler. And it's just like a big F you, man. Yeah. You thought you had that one, right?
Because, you know, having kids, you're around that age now, and you just see, like, all right, you're the point guard, and you go play first base, and you're, I don't know, third base, whatever.
You categorize them, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's like, you're stuck there, because the next year, like, well, you played first base, and
But goalie's different because goalie, I imagine on some level, parents can see that it's $500 more in pads.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, you're not a goalie, dude. Mm-hmm. So for a 10-year-old, that's a big deal. And you're growing every year, so you need new pads and new skates. Goalies.
Some parents don't want kids to play hockey just because it's expensive. Or here in Dallas, if you live downtown, there's no rinks around. They're like, well, I don't want to travel 30 minutes every time to just go to skate. Well, my kid's going to play lacrosse. And you're like, it's your kid. It's your gas. It's your money. It's your decision.
Did your parents have dough, like, growing up? Or just enough to support your habits?
Not really. I never had a new pair of goalie skates until I went to college.
No way.
When I was 19. I always had
poor guy
hand-me-downs.
His dad's a legend, though. That dude. That dude when...
Gino, as he's known, he should be here in probably 45 minutes. And I was like, oh, man, they're driving down.
Yeah.
And they're staying for a few weeks. I was like, you got to come to Ticket Stock.
He's awesome.
he literally is the most interesting man in Sault Ste. Marie.
Really?
He really
and
is.
Part of Dallas. Like, he'll come to American Airlines Center, hasn't been here in 2 years, and the security people and everyone will go bananas for him.
I thought the Canadian kid generally plays juniors and things like that. How did you end up going to college?
Well, I'd love to tell you that I was smart enough to realize the path less taken was for me and education is it, which is true.
Kids.
But I wasn't good enough to play junior when I was 17 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But good enough to make your college team.
But isn't that funny? Like,
I don't...
It's all right, I'll go to college.
Well, I was...
You know, like that's the...
You get drafted as a 16, 17-year-old. And when I was eligible for the draft, I was just coming into my own, and so all the proven commodities or the whoever rates these kids, I wasn't even close.
So when
I didn't even go to a training camp. Like, sometimes I'm hometown, and my hometown be like, hey, you know, we need another fifth goalie at camp. Come on out. Crickets.
And then, but you were recruited.
Not that year, no. Now, at when you go to college, then it's 18 or 19, so it was another year. And that whole year of what, my first year junior, that's where I think I may have lost two games all year and just grew a little bit more and figured out my game and maybe took it like, hey, I didn't go to these training camps, and just internalized the motivation to actually try and see how good I could be. And then that end of that next year, I had a full ride opportunity to go to Michigan Tech, and thank God I didn't, because I went to play junior one more year, like a lower level junior, and that's when University of Michigan came calling, and I ended up turning down I think 5 scholarships, and my dad thought I was crazy because he had zero money for me to go to school, and I turned down 5 full rides because Michigan hadn't told me no or yes yet, and these schools had if I was going to tell them no, they had to go get a goalie, somebody else, and I said, no.
Wow.
Michigan has. I went to watch a hockey game there, and I don't know if any of y'all have been. It is one of the greatest venues to watch a sporting event, never mind hockey. The fans and the band and the history of that place. Anyway, I went and watched the game there and with my dad on the way back to my junior team, and I just was like...
Sold.
I would have regretted it. And for whatever reason, I just had the intuition to say, I don't want to have regrets in life. I mean, y'all do inevitably, but I would have regretted it not knowing that I could have went there. And I hung out, and then I just happened that Red Berenson, our coach, who's still coaching, he's 74 years old, he came to a game in the third round of the playoffs. They still haven't even signed yet. Third round of the playoffs, and he sat in the blue line rooms, which is like the bar overlooking glass. He sat up there drinking beers on a Saturday night in Listowel, Ontario, which I couldn't even tell you where it is, middle of the tobacco field somewhere. And he watched a playoff game, and he didn't tell any of my coaches that I was coming. He didn't tell anybody. He didn't tell me.
So you didn't know?
I didn't know. And we ended up winning 2-1. I made 50 saves.
Wow.
50 out of 51. And I got the call Monday morning.
Well, that's amazing.
How late in the game was it then? Like how long before? Was that like this spring?
Late winter up there.
Well, yeah.
But early spring here. So you're looking at...
That's really late.
End of February, maybe March, because, the season isn't as long as the NHL's.
But for a kid, 17 or 18, and your parents are kind of, they wouldn't be upset if you took one of these other scholarships. It just seems like incredible, maybe confidence in your abilities that something's going to work out right, or you just had this Michigan dream.
Just dumb enough to.
Yeah.
Just dumb enough to look like a genius in the end.
Dumb luck.
Do you think you came along at the right time in terms of your size? Because it seems like in 2013, if you're not 6'4", they're not interested in you as goalie.
Well, I'll tell you what the biggest problem is, and you can correlate it to myself. The evolution of the goaltending position, just as I was coming along in my teenage years in the 90s, where Patrick Waugh was butterfly, well, it has become adaptable to everybody, and there's a certain way to play that makes you more efficient no matter who you are. And unfortunately, if you ever watch these junior leagues that you're talking about, Dan, they all look the same. They all cookie cutter. They move on the ice so efficiently, and they get hit by tons of pucks.
Yeah.
And if I was to draft somebody, and they're all going to play like that, I'm going to take the biggest guy too.
Right.
So for guys that are my size, 6 feet, even 6'1", or Richard Bachman, he's 5'10", and it's not that these guys can't play and they don't have the moxie in order to do it. But to step out of the mold and to define yourself as, hey, just a puck stopper, and be like, at some point, a scout, a GM, somebody's going to say, hey, man, this guy actually stops the puck more than the other guy. And when the game's on the line, this guy does it. That's where I think the boat is getting missed. And I never really had any kind of technique until Mike Valley, my last year here. Andy Moog and I were always just, it was all mental, and we work on pushes, but it wasn't like I was trying to emulate another goaltender, or we had a particular style the way it is taught now.
Wow. What the heck?
It's time to go.
At the very end of your career, you went overseas.
Last year, yeah.
Played a year. Where was that?
In Salzburg, Austria. Played for the Red Bulls.
What was that like?
It could have been pretty crappy, but because it was the Red Bulls, and there's no union over there, and laws don't apply. It was pretty good. It worked out well.
Cool place to live for a while.
Salzburg was awesome. Oh yeah, that had great history.
Mm-hmm. Did you take the Sound of Music tour?
No, I didn't. I wanted to go to the Eagle's Nest. His last little dungeon there, just a couple miles out of Austria.
Interesting.
but really cheap red wine. My wife came over and she's like, what? There's all these empty bottles. I'm like, that's $2. That's $2. Italy's right there.
Boone's
it's
Farm,
so, it's
honey.
So cheap.
No, it's everywhere.
No, not Boone's Farm. Chianti for $2, a Barolo for $4.99. You're like,
what are you supposed to do?
You're forcing me to drink it.
Right. Totally.
Try it, at least. Try it. I'm here.
All right, real quick, back to Michigan.
Yeah.
Think the Fab Five's overrated?
Yeah. How serious were you as a student going, like, growing up, you know, being a serious hockey kid and all that?
Good enough.
Knowing that Michigan was... That's no cakewalk, no matter who you are. That's a tough school.
Is it?
Well, I'm wondering if it was for him.
It was. It was in many, many levels. And the biggest was being so green behind the ears of not only an institution like that, but being in a different country, being a PC school, and there wasn't any free rides. Half of, if not more, more professors didn't like the athletes because of the way they were treated, because, you know, football and basketball is as big. And they assumed that they might have been getting beneficial treatment from other professors, that they were harder on you. But majority of them that even, you know, might have liked the athletes, they would still just treat everybody the same. And that was the beauty of the school. But, you know, when your season lasts from October 1st, and we played in every Final Four in April, and exams are in 20th of April, you're like, I don't really get much of much break. And it was hard. I ended up taking kinesiology, and so it was enjoyable. I enjoyed going to class all the time. You know, every once in a while you had some, you know, you had to take some math, and I'm like, this is tough. But they, I mean, they're all the student facilities. You know, if you really want to, if you take it as serious as you want, you could to get the most out of it. They have everything at your disposal. You just have to put the work into it. I mean, one of my roommates was a double minor or double major in anthropology, zoology, and he minored in German. And this is living in my house where I'm doing kinesiology and going to dance classes and English SNCC classes over here. But he's a brain surgeon. I'm just a lowly little.
Yeah, you're retired, though. He's got to work for a while.
They're telling us we got to get rid of Marty here because he's got things to do.
Wait, was Brady on campus then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just a skinny little nerd.
What,
coming,
Gerald Ford?
Coming to my parties.
Yeah?
Gerald Ford's
still
there?
Is he a good
kid?
No, but thanks.
Marty Turkle, ladies and gentlemen.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Live from Ticket Stock. All right, up next, more stuff. Enjoy.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, stuck our mic in the face of Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett, and we're not sure what he said.
I don't want to definitively say that one way or another.
He could have been more specific than just, it's a process. I can't believe that is basically the answer that he gave.
About the only thing we did learn is that Robot Garrett can speak for 55 minutes straight without saying a word, without taking a breath, and without giving you, the P1 Cowboys fan, a straight answer about anything he's doing to make your team better next year.
No.
Now that we've got that cleared up, only 10 weeks till the NFL draft.
Yay, football!
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good also on 99.5 HD2.
World-class chef Lorena Garcia on inspiring Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito.
When Taco Bell started, I said, a great steak burrito starts with great steak. They send me the steak, I kept sending them back. No, not tender enough. No, it's gotta be thicker. More flavor.
It took 9 tries, but we finally nailed it. Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito with new thick-cut, deliciously marinated steak and Chef Lorena Garcia approved. Click or tap the banner for nearest store. Live Mas at participating locations.
Looking for the best place in Dallas to call home? Check out the Village Apartments and be part of the legend. The Village, featuring over 130 unique floor plans in an upcoming brand new community, is located just minutes from downtown. All the hottest nightlife and some of the best dining and shopping in the entire state. The most unique amenity, the Village Country Club, located in the heart of the Village Apartments. It boasts a wide range of activities like organized sports leagues, 12 lit tennis courts, pool parties and jogging trails, movie nights, wine tastings, and more. Hey, it's Corby Davidson here, and with so many apartment home options, no matter what your interest, they have what you're looking for at The Village. Check them out online at thevillageapts.com right now or call them 214-772-9300 for your new lifestyle information. And when you call them, be sure and ask about the $500 P1 special. Visit thevillageapts.com or call them at 214-772-9300 and be part of the legend today. That's The Village, 214-772-9300 or thevillageapts.com.
The most exclusive gun club in America, the Frisco Gun Club, a place for gun enthusiasts unlike any you've ever seen, opens this summer. But now is the time to join. For a limited time only, the Frisco Gun Club is offering Ticket P1s the opportunity to acquire an exclusive VIP membership. Click friscogun.com/the ticket to save 30% on your initiation fee. What better way to entertain friends and clients than at the Frisco Gun Club.
Close doesn't count for much when you're a field goal kicker, but it's pretty handy when you're looking for a liquor store. That's why True Spirits Liquors has made things easier for the folks of Plano, Carrollton, and North Dallas. Whether you're watching the game from home or heading to the tailgate, True Spirits is your go-to liquor store for game day. They're just a mile and a half west of the North Dallas Tollway on Parker. So see for yourself how nice Close can be. Take the short trip to True Spirits Liquors, 2425 West Parker Road.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim. Thank you. Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now, a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and to find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit us online at TurboTax.com.
World-class chef Lorena Garcia on inspiring Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito.
When Taco Bell started, I said, a great steak burrito starts with great steak. They send me the steak, I kept sending them back. No, not tender enough. No, it's gotta be thicker. More flavor.
It took 9 tries, but we finally nailed it. Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito. With new thick-cut, deliciously marinated steak, perfectly grilled, and Chef Lorena Garcia approved. Live Mas. At participating locations.
Attention business owners, this is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last 3 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the #1 business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports. But it was Tony Robbins that challenged me to go even further for you.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months.
And here's what Tony convinced me to do.
We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-936-0222. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now. That's 1-800-936-0222.
Stop just dreaming about a brighter future. Go after it. If you're a technical thinker with the ambition to pursue your education, look to a leader in technology education, ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-800-741-5123. ITT Tech teaches skills and knowledge that can be used to pursue entry-level careers in our technology-driven culture. And ITT Tech is geared towards helping students pursue their goals. Instruction is designed to include practical, hands-on applications. For most full-time students, classes meet just 3 days a week, which can help make it easier for you to work and meet the other demands of life. Would pursuing a technology-related education align with your personal goals? calls? Then call for an ITT Tech brochure at 1-800-741-5123. Call ITT Tech at 1-800-741-5123. Classes are forming now, so call ITT Tech, 1-800-741-5123.
How old's the roof on your home? If it's over 15 years old, how much longer will it last before the leaks begin? Think about the damage. Then think about this. If it's time for a new roof, call Sears to get your roofing done right. And if you call Sears right now, you'll save $500. Just call 1-877-938-1414. Sears licensed fully insured contractors install a variety of shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. And you'll save $500 if you call now. So call Sears for a free in-home consultation. 1-877-938-1414. Hurry. Offer ends soon. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License information available upon request. So if you need a new roof, call Sears Roofing. Call right now and save $500. Call 1-877-938-1414. That's 1-877-938-1414. Sears.
First guarantee. Ticket ticker.
The Stars got goals from four youngsters in last night's 4-3 win at Vancouver. Brendan Dillon, Cody Eakin, Antoine Roussel, and Riley Smith lit the lamp for the Stars in the win. And while names like Jamie Benn and Jaromir Jagr are at the top of the scoring stats, Coach Glenn Gulletson knows the less experienced players have to contribute as well.
You know, we need our young guys to, we got to put them in the right situations and they have to rise to the occasion, but we're going to need them.
Stars return to the AAC tomorrow afternoon against Calgary. Pre-game coverage starts at 4:30 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Ralph and Razor will call the action at 5 o'clock. Rangers beginning full squad workouts in Surprise, Arizona today. Rangers management reportedly focusing on signing outfielder David Murphy to an extension during the spring. Murphy signed a one-year deal to avoid arbitration last month and is a free agent after the season. Murphy says he doesn't blame former teammates Josh Hamilton and Mike Napoli for signing with other teams.
From a personal level, from a friendship level, and a relational level, you hate to see guys go, but a lot of these guys are in better opportunities, and you wish them the best.
Rangers start the exhibition season Friday against Kansas City. Upsets in college top 25 college hoops action today. 18th-ranked Marquette down 16th-ranked Pitt, 79-69. Also in the Big East, Providence shocked number 21 Notre Dame, 71-54. And Tennessee blasted number 25 Kentucky in Knoxville, 88-58. That's the Ticket Ticker, brought to you by GenoStem Gift of Life. Take George DiGianni's advice and start taking GenoStem GS6 now to improve your health. Get more energy, improve muscle tone, lose body fat, and more with GenoStem GS6. Check it out at GenoStim.com. Enter P1 at the checkout for 10% off. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 4:30. I'm Carlos Leal, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Broadcasting live from the new Metro PCS mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station. Check out the awesome rides inside Ticket Stock 2013 at the Irving Convention Center. From Starwood Motors, Toyota of Irving, Stanley Ford, and Park Place Volvo. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
No, it's not me.
I don't think it's me.
Must be Donovan.
I know it's not me.
Well, we'd never let Gordon be the captain of a round table, though. Would we?
Well, hello.
Boy, it is Tiny Gordon. Hey, Tiny Gordon.
I don't know. Tony, you need me to switch to a different one?
No, there you go.
There you go. Okay. All right. Yeah, Kat told me I was the captain of this round table. But,
take it over then.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't feel that that's right. Because I feel we got at least two people who are senior to me, Norm and you, Mike. So, you guys want to discuss which one of you wants to captain this?
No, I think Norm should. I think Norm should too.
So let's vote for Norm.
I defer to the sports talk legend of so many years, the old school true pioneer of the craft. That would be Norm.
Everyone please welcome Norm Hitchkiss.
Yeah! All right, now that said, though, I think now is the time for a little wireless fun.
Wireless fun. Oh. Do we have more How many women we got? We got quite a few women
we
out
got
there.
Enough. Girls, raise your hands. Yeah.
Well, there's a couple of surprising hands raised then.
What do you mean? Like guys raising
no,
their
just,
hands?
Just a joke.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, let's where is the wireless?
Oh, there it is.
Right there.
All right, Tony, you want to go out there? Where do we have it? Get Joe Lecce. And Joe has to ask whatever question we tell him to.
No.
Joe Lecce.
Oh, wow.
Joe Lecce. Where are you, Joe?
He's right, barely around
I'm
the corner.
I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Joe. How are you?
How are you, Joe?
Yeah, get from the speakers.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Gordo.
There it is, Joe Lecce. All right, go talk to a girl.
Yeah, find girls. All right,
and ask biggest
girls.
Jugs.
Find girls.
Oh, just be respectful.
Well, I meant
find a girl to talk
most
to.
Most intelligent looking.
Hey, Joe, didn't you... What was that story you used to
no,
tell us?
No, we're not telling
okay.
stories.
All right,
no,
there you go.
What right. you just
well,
do?
Find
They're
one.
Not going to come to you.
Shut up. All right, right here.
Man, you're not being very aggressive at all. You got a big chance here.
What's your name?
Casey.
And are you here with this dude here?
Yes.
He's kind of big. So.
Who is he to you?
My husband.
Husband? How long have you been married?
14 years.
Oh, my God.
She 14? Had to ask. She wasn't sure.
How old are you?
39.
How many kids you got?
None. Zero.
Hey, do you mind if she stands up so I can see what she's working with? Stand up and let me see what you're working with.
I bet you met him when he was in a band or something like that, and it was like one of those hair metal bands.
Did I?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm guessing.
No.
Okay.
He was playing football.
He was a football player.
For the
college?
Broncos?
High school?
Southeastern.
Oh, okay. All right.
Southeastern what?
Durant. Oklahoma.
Oh, the Dennis Rodman alma mater, huh?
Sept.
Was he pretty good?
Yes, he was.
She got some big up tops.
Yeah, let's see what.
Look at that.
Let me see what you're sitting on. Turn around and let me see what you're sitting on.
Did he buy those for you?
Let's see if there's anything wrong with what you're sitting on. You're not turning around.
I did.
Oh, there is. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. There is nothing wrong with that.
Boy.
You did well. And you must have been a star quarterback or something to nab that.
No.
No? What did you play?
Linebacker.
Were you pretty good? Steroids?
No.
Deer antler juice?
No.
I mean spray?
No.
Deer antler spray?
Yeah, they had the juice when you were in school. Man, you're old, dude.
I think she needs to come out here in front of the crowd and let everybody take a look.
Yeah. She is really, you are really nice
What's
looking,
her
ma'am.
Name?
Casey.
Casey.
Yes.
Yeah, grab a hand, Joe. Oh, she doesn't even want to touch you, Joe. I don't
look
blame
at her.
Her.
She's tall.
Wow, you are tall,
man.
Wow.
Look at that. Wow.
Are you taller than him?
Joe, microphone, please. Don't stand and talk to the meathead.
No, I'm not taller than him.
No, yeah.
Now, how old is he?
38.
Oh, you nabbed
this happen.
You're a cougar. You nabbed you a young man, huh? That's good.
Just a little bit.
How did this happen?
He just said he saw my name on a paper in class and looked my name up in a phone book.
What a stalker. See, you married a stalker.
Yeah, today
man.
They call that a stalker.
Right. You could get arrested for things like that, Missy.
That was back when there was a phone book.
So this guy must have some game if he was able to get you. What's so impressive about him?
He's just nice.
I mean, there's nothing visible now. But saying,
he was nice.
Yeah.
He was nice. That didn't do anything. Okay, nice is good. I mean, that's a tertiary characteristic.
Nice is very overrated.
Yeah, how long did you guys date before you got married? Well, you
Three
don't
years.
Know anything. Are you drunk?
No, I don't remember dates that well. He always gets me on that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, where are you from?
Oklahoma.
Can't you tell by the accent?
Yeah, I was going to see if that was
McAllister.
Right, Gordon. Thank you.
But now, those on your chest, they were probably made in China or somewhere, right?
Could be.
How long ago did you get those?
Yes.
10 years ago.
And did he pay for those?
No.
Oh, you paid for them yourself. You work hard for your boobs,
yes.
Right? There you go.
Well, nicely done.
That is nicely done.
What size were they before?
I don't know.
Are you going to look B-cup? Back and ask
well,
him?
You know. You bought bras, didn't
Probably
you?
Probably a B or a C.
Probably a B, so they were B.
And now, move that beer, let me see. Those are triple D?
No.
Double D.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Mm. Wow, whacking it hard with double D.
What's that?
Great. I don't know.
That's
now,
very nice.
Do you find him a particularly dominant, domineering lover?
No.
Oh, don't tell me he's...
Is he gentle?
He likes to be submissive in the sack. That's going to creep me out.
He's very nice. Very sweet.
You guys, sweet in bed?
Oh, man. You guys play any games like, you know, robber and, you know, robber and victim or something like that?
No.
That's what we do.
Donovan.
No.
I pretend like I'm breaking in. And
oh, he's the stalker.
That's because he's uncomfortably close to the Oscar Pretorius.
Come on, Norm. That's so dark.
You're saying that they were role-playing down there and and it got out of hand?
That is so dark.
She wanted to up it a little bit by having the gun actually loaded? So he's a sweet...
I think Norm's onto something here. I think that's a possibility.
He's a sweet, deferential lover.
Yes.
Just kind of lays there and, I don't know, sweetheart, whatever you want.
He lets you do all the work.
Vomit.
He vomits?
No.
Oh.
I'm vomiting.
Oh, okay.
Thinking of him not pulling her hair.
No.
Well, there is
She's
nothing.
She's blushing now.
Yeah, there is nothing wrong with what you're sitting on, sweetheart. Thank you very
all right.
much.
Thank
you.
Sit down.
Appreciate it.
Smack that ass.
Yeah.
Hey.
Bottom.
Hey, smack that for me one time tonight, my man. You down with it? All right. Think of me.
All right.
And say my name.
Joe, where are you going?
He hates us.
Say my
name. Find another. Killer, take charge of this.
Yeah, Joe. We've
got 5 minutes.
All right.
Yeah,
there
you go.
Come
on.
We need to talk to her.
Just don't go in front of the speaker.
I don't know if you saw this earlier.
What, Joe? What did we see earlier?
Shut up, Gordo. She came up to Corby earlier a few minutes ago.
I listen all the time. I thought it was his left knee. I swear to God. I feel so bad.
Oh, you
kick him or something?
Surgery.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Did he throw up?
He might be in the back right now. I have no idea.
Mm.
Don't worry about it. He's faking it anyway.
What's your name?
Sarah Smith.
Well, you don't have to give us your full name.
Sarah. I know
okay,
Norm.
There you go.
He's my buddy.
Really?
What's going on here? What's up?
Norm is a pimp. I just want everyone to know that.
He comes to my restaurant all the time.
She and her husband run a terrific pizza restaurant
called Polio's Pizza Cafe.
Uh-huh. And they've also got a restaurant in McKinney.
Cadillac Pizza Pub, downtown McKinney, right now.
Stop talking.
We are in
top
two for best pizza. Sorry, shout out.
We're going to bill you for this if you don't stop.
Just that voice.
You grabbed it, Joe.
Just shooting right
there. Hey, I'm a businesswoman.
All right. Well, God
bless. You mentioned a husband, I believe. You mentioned a husband.
Right there.
That's you?
Oh, the one with the camera.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how old are you?
I'm going to say I'm 25, and he's 28.
Are we believing this?
I'm 32.
Okay.
Well, then why didn't you just say that? Stay that circuitous route.
I'm an older woman married to a younger man.
Okay, so he's
28. And we had a conversation about 6 years ago, you and Gordon.
Gordon, you and I
had a conversation, and you were asking me if I'd ever been with a woman.
And you said?
And your answer?
I plead the fifth.
Well, that didn't obviously.
A yes.
That's a yes.
Okay. That is a yes.
Was she gentle?
Just kidding.
Does she smell nice?
Before you were married or since?
Before I was married.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen, though.
No, it didn't. You never did?
No.
And still to this day.
Did you get the third base?
I don't remember.
Well, then third base is just as good as
Norm,
home.
Norm, are these some of the questions you ask when you go into the restaurant?
This is a family restaurant, actually, so...
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
BYOB,
sound like
though.
A few guys went family style on you, maybe in college.
Oh, wow! Dude, her husband's right there!
We're having fun, no?
I know!
Oh, he knows. He's like, yeah, sure did happen.
Look at him,
you know, I wake up to you guys every morning.
Oh, nice. What do you wear to bed, usually?
Yeah. I'm usually in bed.
No, what do you wear to
what
bed?
What do you wear to bed, usually?
Why are you looking at him? Why do you always look? You know what you wear.
Because I'm a good wife.
So what do you wear to bed?
What does that mean? Let's get into that a little bit. What do you wear to bed? It's a simple question.
Depends on the temperature in the room.
Like I'm just going.
Let's say it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot. It's summertime. It's the hottest it's ever been.
Absolutely nothing.
All right. Oh. So what if it's cold?
What?
What if it's
a
cold?
Parka.
I would throw
that's kind of a funny
you.
Answer, actually.
I would throw this and hit you with this.
All right, Joe, find us someone else.
Cool. All right. Hey, Corby, I am sorry.
Okay.
Are any black women in here?
Why did you go out of the house wearing those sandals, by the way?
Yeah, it's like 12 degrees outside.
All right, what's your name?
All right.
Christy.
Christy, you have two balls hanging from your neck.
Oh, my.
They're right there.
Balls hanging down.
Balls
and they're
down.
Annoying,
balls
and I'm down. Ready balls to cut them down. Off.
And balls. They're kind of—they're not like together. One's hanging lower than the other.
Isn't that how they are?
That usually happens. Yeah.
All right, Joe, interviewer, come on.
Depends on your demographic.
Come on.
All right, how old are you?
35.
I'm 28.
Where do you live?
No, Joe, we're not talking.
Plano.
Are you with man out here at Ticket Stock?
Whoa!
Oh, that'd be
whoa,
you?
That hurts. You can't hit the balls like that, okay? You have to be gentle.
Look how skinny she is.
Well,
see,
he's my husband.
Oh, really?
How long has this been going
on? He has no idea. He's like, I don't know. How long have you been married?
I think 3 years.
You think 3 years?
Ish.
So was his hairline in that hasty of a retreat when you married? Or?
I think so.
That's all right.
Some nice boots you have on.
You don't mind a guy that goes bald, do you? I mean, because he's got about 2.5 years left.
Hair doesn't really matter on a man, does it?
What's that?
Hair doesn't really matter on a man.
Eh.
Why are you pointing at me?
I don't know. Ask the ladies. How many women prefer bald men here?
You will. Okay.
One.
I'll give you my number later, okay? Where's the other one? Oh, that's it. Okay, I'll give you my number, okay? She's like, I don't want it.
How many kids you got?
I already have it.
How many kids you got, madam?
No kids.
Yeah, no kids.
Why there's a lot of that going on?
She couldn't get them through those hip bones.
Not having any at all? You don't care?
I have a stepchild.
Oh, uh-oh. So he was.
So he's plowed through a marriage already.
Yeah, yeah.
She fulfills all my needs.
Yeah.
A kid.
He was going in unprotected. Not you, huh?
Sorry. So how old is his stepkid?
10.
10. Okay. What happened to his first marriage? You?
No comment.
Oh, dang, you see?
Right.
If that's the case, you realize you're never going to trust him because you know what he does to marriages. You see his approach to fidelity. What's his name?
Philip.
Philip. Okay, two L's or one?
One.
Oh. Add an L.
He's different.
Just get over it and add an L.
You know what? Joe, I want to talk to Philip for a second. Philip, what happened to that first marriage?
Well, I don't really know.
I don't know. Long time ago.
All right, let me ask you this. Did you guys work together?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
We're starting
and,
to put...
So you were working together at the time of your divorce? No?
We were. I met him at the dining halls at Texas Tech University in college.
Uh huh.
Hey, guns up.
But you didn't get together then.
MySpace 10 years later.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Social network, huh?
MySpace 10 years later. Him married. You not right?
And you're
not.
Taking
how it goes.
And him married unhappily, right. You know. And
and you're taking care of his baby, huh?
One day. MySpace starts blowing up.
We have another detail.
Going, oh,
we have another detail.
The messages
go
got flirty.
You're so
you,
hot. I want to get rid
no,
of her.
No, hey, just show me what you're wearing today.
We got another detail. She was married, too, at the time.
Oh! Now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Separated.
You were separated at the time. Yeah.
How sordid.
It is, Mike.
Noam, do you want to add something to this, Noam?
Where is your ex-husband now? Where does he live?
Houston, maybe.
Houston, maybe. So you don't keep in contact at all?
No.
No reason to. You didn't have kids with him.
You gotta shake him off.
Mm-hmm.
Shake
what
the
about,
haters off.
What about his ex-wife? Do you get along with her? Uh-oh.
I think it's best that those two handle their co-parenting and I step aside.
But you've met her?
Once.
Frosty?
Oh, gosh. Once in 10 years?
Bitchy.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Kind of ugly.
Oh my,
you know?
Oh my, poor Philip. Look at it.
He is squirming.
Look at him.
Oh my gosh.
See, you've only met her once. He's got to take it in the shorts later tonight with a phone call from her.
Oh my gosh, this is gonna be a tough night for you.
She's not a P1. I'm not afraid.
Okay, she's not a P1. The ex-wife.
No.
She's challenging, huh?
P1
she's
or no?
93.3, I think, is more her.
Yeah, but she's tough to get along with?
You'd have to ask him.
Well, obviously.
But for you?
It was an awkward conversation.
What did you have to discuss? She was mad because you had done something that was kind of in the parental realm, and so she called you and wanted to talk to you about it.
I think she was mad that we were dating.
Why would she be mad about that?
Because they were married.
Yeah, I guess so. Which is understandable,
See,
isn't
Philip,
it?
Where you went wrong the first time is you didn't get a wife who would let you date.
Right.
Those
you
are tough.
You got to get
yeah.
a wife who gets you and understands
yeah, that's
that
right.
no one can constrain Philip in this world.
That's right. Philip's got to fly free, man.
Mm-hmm. Philip's got to spread his seed. He's the Johnny Appleseed of balding men.
Well, Philip is not happy right now.
Poor
Look
Philip.
At him.
Oh,
he is turning God. Red.
Poor, poor Philip. Philip.
Sorry, Philip.
Philip. I'm,
He's sweating
man.
Over there.
I right, apologize
go, go, so let's
for
go
this.
Say hi to Philip at least.
All right, let, yeah, let's yeah, check we, in on Philip.
Yeah,
you doing okay, Philip? You okay, man?
I'm trying.
Man, he is really nervous. Look
he
at
is. But this wife's a lot better than the first one, right?
Sure.
Well, that's a ringing endorsement.
All right, was there anything about the first one, though, that you may have liked in bed that may not be her strong suit?
Absolutely not.
Prostate?
Yeah, would the first wife massage your prostate?
Don't they all?
No.
I don't know.
Let's get Philip out of this. Let's get, let's
Mike,
get
are
out,
you one of those guys that requests that when you're with a woman?
I think this round table is
Oh, no. Oh, just snake a finger in there. Come on. Just press my magic button.
Whoop, there it is.
$5.50 on the ticket or something.
Whoop, there it is.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket says the state of our union is good strong with breaking sports news first guaranteed, hot sports opinions about our teams and our town from the guys on the radio you know and love. Ticket Ticker sports updates at 10, 30, and 50 past every hour, plus big name guests dropping by our new mothership at Victory Plaza. It's the Affordable Radio Act. Hours of entertainment per week with no tax increases, and you can choose your own listening plan on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Heard also on 99.5 HD2.
It's the Musers here with the latest and greatest from our friends at D&M Leasing. D&M has released their iPhone app, making getting your next vehicle easier than ever.
With the new iPhone app for D&M, you can request a quote for a new car and scan your VIN number to get a bid on your trade-in. You can browse D&M's lease return inventory, and if your heart is set on a specific lease return, set an alert to be notified the minute your vehicle is available.
No money down, payments up to 50% less than buying a vehicle, financing options not available anywhere else, and if you have equity in your current vehicle, D&M Leasing will cut you a check.
Pick up the phone and call D&M Leasing today at your local area code and then 35 lease. That's 35LEASE. Or visit dmautoleasing.com, and while you're there, download the new iPhone app.
The call is free, the app is free, but not calling could cost you thousands.
We make leasing easy.
A health moment brought to you by George DiGiani.
Hi, this is George DiGiani. I wanted to introduce you to GenoStim GS6. I've been taking GenoStim for over a year and experienced truly amazing results beyond other supplements. GenoStim's 100% natural formula is the breakthrough we've all been waiting for. It's a life changer with over 20 naturally occurring growth factors that turn on your body's fountain of youth. Take GenoStim and you should experience a loss in body fat, increased strength and energy, better sleep and sexual potency and frequency. Athletes, weekend warriors, and just the regular guy can change their game with the exclusive rejuvenation formula of GenoStim. Open the door to amazing health, and you can get the recovery you thought you lost to natural aging with GenoStim GS6. I believe in it so much, I've got my parents taking it. Try it and find out just how good your body can feel. Get started today at GenoStim.com. There's a 100% money-back guarantee, which means you have nothing to lose and so much to gain. Order today, GenoStim.com. That's GenoStim.com.
Hello, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. I want to take just a moment and put things in perspective for you. Do you make $10 an hour? Did you realize at that rate that Freeman Toyota could put you behind the wheel of a brand new Corolla for just 30 minutes worth of work a day? Seriously, for a half hour work, you could be driving the fuel-efficient Corolla at $5 a day. Or Freeman Toyota could help you drive away in a brand new Camry for just $6 a day. Listen, I know how hard you work, and I know that getting to work in a reliable, fuel-efficient car is critical for you. So we're making it more affordable than ever to drive a brand new Freeman Toyota. And when you take into account that you get 2 years worth of free maintenance with every new Toyota we offer, to see how you can drive a Corolla for $5 a day or a Camry for $6 a day, log on to FreemanToyota.com right now and click on specials. Or call us at 1-800-NEW-CARS or come by and see us at 183 and 820 on the affordable side of the Metroplex.
Location, location, location. That's what True Spirits Liquors is all about. They're conveniently located on Parker Road, just a mile and a half west of the North Dallas Tollway. So when you need to stock up on beer, wine, mixers, and liquor for your game day parties, True Spirits Liquors has the supplies and the staff who really know their stuff. Perfectly located to serve Plano, Carrollton, and North Dallas, whether the location of the celebration is your place or you're tailgating at the game, shop the True Spirits Liquors fantastic location at 2425 West Parker Road.
Hey guys, having clean teeth isn't just for women. Your teeth should be properly maintained so you can seal the big deal, take out that special girl, or maybe just smile bright when you get that big promotion. First and Smiles is your first choice for all your dental needs. And right now, they're offering free whitening for new P1 patients. They'll accept almost every insurance plan and offer flexible hours so you don't have to miss work or the big game. Call First and Smiles at 972-2DENTAL and meet SMU's official team dentist, Dr. Rick Barfield. At First and Smiles, your first impression is our first priority.
Agnostic check and even replace worn parts.
And all of this is easily an $800 value for just $199 from our friends at A Number One Air. And as if more than $600 in savings weren't enough, A Number One Air will install a new digital thermostat, $100 value free.
They never charge overtime fees and...
You guys need anything?
NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings? What else could we want? Except
a way to stay longer.
I can put the tournament in slow motion mode.
How's your wings?
Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Find your official basketball hangout with 26 locations in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com for the one near you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Always much has been made of the allegations that Rangers outfielder Nelson Cruz received performance-enhancing drugs from a South Florida clinic. This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Genostem GS6. And while the investigation is ongoing, Rangers GM John Daniels insists it's not that big of a distraction.
The truth of it is it's part of the business at this point. You don't ever want to deal with these things, but these things do come up. It's a reality of the game, society, the industry, and you know, we just have to let it play out.
The Rangers' full squad is in Surprise, Arizona, starting workouts today with the first exhibition game set for Friday afternoon against the Royals. In other baseball news, the Cincinnati Reds and pitcher Homer Bailey avoided arbitration by agreeing on a $5.35 million one-year contract. With only two potential arbitration cases remaining, baseball is guaranteed of setting a record low for arbitration hearings. The record is three cases set back in 2005, 2009, and 2011. The Stars recalled goalie Christopher Nielstrup from their minor league affiliate in Austin after Kari Lehtinen was injured in last night's 4-3 win in Vancouver. Lehtinen left the game with a lower body injury in the first period and will be evaluated further this weekend. Nielstrup will back up Richard Bachman in goal for the near future. And Bill Haas has a three-shot lead ahead of the field in the third round of the Northern Trust Open in California. Haas is 12-under through 17 holes. He leads Frederick Jakobsen and John Merrick, who are both 9-under through 14 holes for the tournament. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 4:50. I'm Carlos Leal, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ticket Stock 2013 is open now at the Urban Convention Center, 114 in O'Connor. We're here. Where are you? Brought to you in part by Stanley Ford, Bud Light, Starwood Motors, Albertsons, Buffalo Wild Wings, Toyota of Irving, Macho Self Storage, Park Place Volvo, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
You are the captain.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Excellent. It is in the hour of 4. I do not know exactly what time. Would you move a little closer? I know that you black guys are scared of, you know, affection and closeness, but I need you closer than on the other end of the room.
It's 4:38.
4:38, right there. That's good. Don't sit next to me. Now you're grossing me out. Now I feel like we're at a movie theater. This is Ticket Stock live at the Irving Convention Center, 114 and O'Connor. We will be here for another couple hours, so there's still time to come on out. We're going to play the Family Feud here in about an hour. It'll be a morning show and afternoon show, which I want to say this is the first time we've ever been on the same team for anything in 20 years.
Why are we doing it that way?
Softball. Hello? Can you hear me?
That's Donovan.
Oh, yeah. Softball,
yeah.
Versus Midday versus Bad Radio and Norm. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
On this current round table, you will find Mr. Donovan Lewis.
Hello.
Dan McDowell, Craig Miller, and myself, Corby. And I will tell this story right out of the chute, and I don't know if you guys actually saw this. I'm sure some of the people did, sitting out there in the bleachers. So we go to break, and I'm not telling this out of malice, by the way. I'm not upset because this was an honest mistake by a listener who feels really terrible. So anyway, I had knee surgery a week ago. I'm doing a lot better. Things are going well. Not on crutches, walking around, I'm fine. After the last segment, I walk to the edge of the stage, and I'm talking to some P1s, and I sit down, and I hang my legs over the stage. And I'm talking to this guy, and he's telling me stories or whatever, and we're going back and forth. Here he is right there. Where's the wife? Yeah. So I'm sitting there talking to the guy, and his wife walks up to me with my legs hanging over. She raises her hand above her head and comes full force down on my knee. Hits me, I mean hard, to which I buckle over and go, "Mother Scratcher!" And I look up, and she's like horrified, absolutely horrified. You know what, sweetheart, come here.
Did it eventually dawn on her that she hit your bad knee, or did she not have a clue about the story?
It's a really weird excuse that she had. I'm going to let her tell it. She's coming up here.
Oh, she's coming up here.
Yeah. Yeah.
How could she not know about your knee?
Totes.
I mean,
right? Right. Well,
what?
No, don't finish your beer. You can drink up here. You're not going into a church.
Well, she shotgunned that thing, didn't she?
Yeah, you can drink it up here, honey.
That was kind of hot.
Oh, yeah, drink that.
Put the headset on. And by the way, I'm not mad. Everything's cool. I don't want you to be upset.
I'm worried about you.
I'm fine.
Okay.
All right.
My name's Craig, by the way.
I know who you... I'm a big fan.
Oh.
I'm a P1 wife.
Another one.
Sorry. Since I got these, I can't fit into the t-shirt that I made a couple years ago. Sorry.
Are they new?
All right. Hang on. We'll get to your boobs
They're
in a
toddlers.
Second. Let's
They're
focus.
Toddlers.
Let's focus on my knee.
Okay.
So what was the plan coming up to me prior to you striking me with full woman force?
I was the other... I guess it was last week. I heard you talking about your surgery.
Sure.
And I swear, I was like... 100% sure that you said it was your left knee.
Uh-huh.
So I was standing behind my husband, who's had the same surgery. So when I came up, I was like, ha ha, I'm going to slap his knee and pretend like I was trying to hit his bad knee.
Yeah.
But it went terribly
wrong.
And
it was so violent. Like, she had a plan to come up and kill me.
Yeah.
To take me out.
Yeah.
And you hit me so hard. It hurt so bad.
Does it still hurt?
No, she hit right where the two holes were drilled. So,
Don't say that.
Blurp.
Yeah. It was a rough moment in my life.
Did it set you back in your recovery?
Are you going to have another surgery?
Well, I told her, there's no doubt I will have another surgery, and I'm probably now set back about 6 weeks. But
I'll be willing to work at the ticket.
It was a fun story for you, right? Your friends?
I'm actually really mortified.
Let me ask you this. So, knowing that I did have knee surgery, which everybody does.
These things are kind of weird to wear.
Yeah. But coming up, as I am facing you, and how much have you had to drink?
Before I came here?
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
That's always a good answer. Before?
I've had three drinks.
Three drinks?
Three.
Is that beers or
three beers.
Okay.
Michelob Ultra.
Okay.
Michelob Ultra.
You're a little tipsy, aren't you?
No, I'm very nervous right now.
It's okay. But
I just feel really bad for
a little buzz, you know, and you walk up and you're like, here comes a great joke.
I thought I was gonna be really funny. I mean I was like, I'm gonna like bomb it. I love Corby, I'm gonna make him laugh, and I made you cry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It seems pretty risky, doesn't it?
Right.
coming up, and there is a decent chance you're going to pick the wrong knee.
I'm a confident woman.
Wow. Not anymore, I bet, after that.
No.
Yeah, you don't know your left from your right.
Kind of guess, second guess stuff whenever I know surgery's involved. But
yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get to your boobs now.
Speaking of surgery.
So what was the impetus of this? What happened?
We got a boat, so I needed flotation devices.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Did you get a boat and you solved it around Texas? And, you know, Craig did this last night. He had breast augmentation between songs.
I did.
Because we're in Texas. As he was dressed as Lady June's. But you, did you feel intimidated on the boat?
No, I felt very safe.
Or if your husband's going to spend all that
surgery.
Money on the boat.
Oh, no, I had great boobs before.
Well, what
well,
did
what's
you do?
The deal? Yeah, why did you do that?
What's the point?
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Well, it doesn't...
Because her husband wanted a motorboat.
No. My husband...
They had a boat.
Okay, can you imagine if for me... If for males, it was that easy to do that to our area, you know?
Oh, man, I would have done that so long ago.
And you see, like, these women that are on Dr. Phil and stuff that have, like, triple Z's, you know? I mean, they're just insane.
Every guy would go in and...
How many
guys... Can you add 15 inches, please?
How many guys would be on Dr. Phil? Just like with elephantitis, you know. You can't even...
But you wouldn't add that.
You can't
that.
Even drag them around,
you would
know?
Not add that. Because if you're about to be intimate with a female and you...
Donovan, you're black.
Yeah, he doesn't understand.
Am I?
He doesn't understand us.
No, I'm saying, listen to me. If you pull out 15, what chick is going to say, oh, my God.
Yes!
I mean, just rip me apart.
Okay, but why? Right. No. Look at it this way. Why do women, because to me, it's a cartoon. When you see a woman that's like out to here.
Yes, it's a cartoon. They
and
shouldn't
it's
do
not
that
even, it's not even erotic. What I'm saying is there are guys that think like that. That's like, yeah, we just gave you 13 inches, sir. Yeah, can I go 12 more?
You'd have to, like, rubber band it.
Yeah, and for guys, it would be just like, look, there it is right there, pointing at their ankle, you know?
It'd be so much.
And you know what? Here's the deal. No one ever thought this would be possible for women. Now, I mean, it wasn't even a thought. Someday, we'll be dead and gone. It'll happen for guys.
Yes.
And I don't want to be around.
I don't think it will.
Oh, it will.
No, I'm just thinking about with my feminine side.
Donovan, have you seen Face Off, the documentary?
Yeah, if they can do that,
then
they've
got to
be a couple years.
But
right.
I'm just saying, there's no guy that's going to roll out with 15. That's not happening.
You guys aren't thinking about it the right way. Women.
What was your name?
I'm Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
My
women,
knee hurts.
Women go out and they go out into the air. Guys go down, but they still have to put it somewhere. And women don't.
Yeah, it's different.
It's
you
different.
Know what? Maybe
what?
It should just be.
I didn't. Did you understand that?
Well, hang on.
If a guy
I didn't
were
understand
to,
that
no,
at all.
If,
like,
what if? What if? It, what if? What if women? What if women were really attracted to like testicles?
Oh my God!
Would you get ball implants?
Yeah.
Two
like,
basketballs.
I mean, like,
you can't even walk.
And you're just like, oh my God, that guy. And girls are going, that guy's so hot.
Yeah.
They're so huge.
Well, luckily, it seems like they'll always be attracted to money, right?
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
Which is why the dude.
So I'm hedging my bet.
He has a wallet implant. That's the biggest deal of all, right?
Right. I think ladies would take that in the end.
Do you find that you have back
really?
Pain now?
They like that?
No.
That you have bad what?
Oh,
back pain.
No.
Oh, back pain.
Yeah. No, that's what happens when they hang down here.
But why do you enhance what you claim was already okay?
What were they before? What'd you have?
I was a 36C. I had a good handful.
36C?
There is
nothing wrong with that.
Whose idea was it to enhance? Yours or the man?
It was collaborative.
You both decided?
You know what he did? He inceptioned you. He planted it in your...
That's
you guys
good,
are out drinking.
That's a good job, man, yeah.
Do you guys have kids?
We do not, but we are practicing to make perfect right now.
So how old are you?
I'm 30. I'll be 32 in August.
That's about the right time.
We're having a good time.
Okay.
It's fun.
Kind of getting old.
Well, that'll end.
It's probably getting old from your perspective, right?
He's younger than me. No.
The kid thing is not going to help. Let's just say that.
What?
It won't help the relationship.
Does it affect breastfeeding?
It has to. It's like steroids. Your baby would be like 40 pounds after 3 months.
Boobs do feel different after you have it, just like the sensation.
I was going to say,
it's like a 50-50 chance. Like, you could be like awesome. It could make it way good, or it could like make it like kill it. I got lucky. I'm good.
So the sensation is still there.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Can you do your milk things still work?
I don't have milk. I have
not lactating.
No, but when you do, when you have a kid,
there's plenty of porn stars that have had babies. So I mean, I'm not worried about it.
They breastfeed normally.
Sure.
Okay. Do your bags fill up with milk?
I will find out. Hopefully,
your milk.
Hopefully next year I'll be like out here and I'll let you know.
Because girls' boobs do grow when they're pregnant, and that'll be weird because it'll surround the actual fake boobie, the milk.
Yeah,
will.
You know, it's weird. It's like,
it'll be like
sometimes I have conversations with myself, and I'm like, oh, that's where it used to be, and now this thing is there.
And like when you squeeze real hard, can you feel it?
Oh, I mean, you don't have to squeeze hard. It's
really?
There.
Yeah, I know what
it's
you're saying.
It's just there.
I know what you're saying.
Did you ever think sisters had chocolate milk in there instead of regular?
Oh, I wish they were strawberry milk. I love strawberry
milk. No, I'm
milk.
Serious. I
That's
thought
the
that
redhead.
For a while.
Mm-hmm.
Is that wrong?
Wait, what? I'm sorry.
No,
I started
no,
talking
you're
about
good.
Strawberry milk. What?
He's doing his own show over there.
Thank you.
Oh, I wish right now I could do my Corby laugh because I do a really good Corby laugh.
Well, do
oh,
it.
Well,
you
got to
do it.
We
have impressionists, yeah.
I can't do it right now.
Look at her slapping her own knee, too. That's like a thing with you.
Sorry. It's a habit.
All right, Sarah.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, I really am sorry. I hope your surgery, recovers. And
What's your pizza joint that you're promoting?
Right now, Cadillac Pizza Pub. We are going up against another place, Dough Pizzeria, something
well, whatever.
Or
whatever.
Anyway, go to Dallas Morning News.
Hey, here's
Dallas Morning News. Here's
a tip.
Top two.
Don't here's
mention.
A marketing
We're
tip.
We're badass. Downtown McKinney.
Here's a good marketing
Live
tip.
Music.
When someone asks you on a radio station that people are listening to promote your business, make sure you bring up all your competitors as well.
Yeah.
That was a good
We're
move.
Competing.
They suck, though. No, Cadillac Pizza Pub. We do live music. We are awesome, amazing. And come in and check us out.
Now, you slapped his place of surgery.
Where do you want
Corby,
me to slap you?
Corby gets to, to return that favor, I think.
Whoa, she's making it available also. You had
well,
some
no, 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 surgery?
You had ass surgery?
Oh, it's a surgery.
You had hemorrhoids?
All right. Are you getting me back for my joke earlier?
No. He was saying since
I understand.
I get to slap
get
your
it.
Boobie.
Sorry.
Let's draw our diagram.
Do you mind?
For the joke.
Do you mind, sir?
Hey, he paid for them. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I don't want to squeeze your jokes. No,
he gave you the form, too.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, sir.
I cannot believe we're discussing my breasts in front of hundreds of people right now.
And 250,000 on the air.
I need another beer.
Yes, you do.
All right, Sarah, thank you very much.
It's nice to
Thanks.
Meet you.
Thanks.
Nice to meet you and your boobs.
I'm a P1 wife, and I love you guys.
We love you, too.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Thanks,
we love
guys.
You.
Thank you. Wait a minute, how big are they now? What the hell? Good Lord. You're a double D.
Double D, what's the number? 36 double D. Oh, okay.
36 double D. Well, wow. Your back will be feeling good soon.
There goes the Dairy Queen. Bye.
Okay, go to break on that. You can't top that. Go to break.
It is four something.
Go to bake.
On the ticket.
Bake.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, stuck our mic in the face of Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett. 46 minutes later, we're not sure what he said.
I'll certainly be very much involved in the offense, through the offseason, through training camp, and certainly during the games. And again, we'll work on the mechanics of how we call the plays as we get closer to it.
Who's calling the plays?
Again, we'll get to that when we get to that.
And here's a new one, the mechanics of the process.
What we're trying to do right now is we're going to work through the mechanics of that.
So P1 Cowboy fans, are you liking what you hear from your head coach?
What Jason Garrett was telling us was definitely not the full story.
Only 10 weeks till the NFL draft.
Yay, football!
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Heard also on 99.5 HD2.
Introducing the new Texas favorite.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim. Thank you. Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You would not want to be your engine's rear seal, wrapped around a greasy spinning crankshaft for an afternoon or a decade. Your rear seal would tell you that, but it's busy hugging a crankshaft, remember? But after 75,000 miles, you need to switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil, with conditioners that help rejuvenate aging seals to prevent engine failure. Remember, your rear seal is not going to text you a little yellow sad face. After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life in the red bottle, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
If you're like me, you probably had to do something hard today. I mean, personally, I hate washing out socks. That's why we made Geico.com so exceedingly easy. Easy to see how much you could save on car insurance. Easy to review and update your policy. Change of address. Just a few clicks and you're done. Visit Geico.com today, because life is hard enough. I mean, I don't even wear socks.
You got a friend in the car business, Rager Dykes Auto Group.
If you enjoy driving really nice cars, saving money, and doing business with people you can trust, please listen to this important message from former Texas Tech football coach and Texas Sports Hall of Famer, Spike Dykes.
Hi, friends. I'd personally like to invite you to come to Rager Dykes Direct Auto, or Prime Cap Auto lease for your next vehicle. We've been helping folks in West Texas buy cars and trucks for years and years, and now we've decided to bring that country hospitality to the big city.
We're located at 16280 Midway Road in Addison, but you can visit us at RagerDykesAutoGroup.com or call us at 972-931-6900.
Our goal is to make it easy for you to get any car you want and to be your friend in the car business. Just tell them old Spike sent you.
Rager Dykes Auto Group. Rager Dykes Auto Group.
Hey, it's the Musers here, and women may deny it, but we've done enough episodes of Ladies' Day in the Corner to know that size does matter. So when your wife starts bugging you, turn to the size experts, Pack and Stack Self-Storage.
They'll help you find the right size storage unit in a location that's convenient for you, and with units available from 5x5 to 10x30, no matter what you've got to store, Pack and Stack Self-Storage has your perfect fit.
Pack and Stack makes it easy, from the free lock and free truck rental when you move to monthly invoices and automatic credit card billing while you're there. They make it easy to store stuff that's out of sight. And with coded gates, monitored and recorded surveillance cameras, and on-site managers, you know that your stuff is safe.
So find the size that's right for you. Go to selfstoragetexas.com. It's Pack and Stack Self-Storage with locations in Dallas, Denton, Fort Worth, Irving, Red Oak, Carrollton, and Colleyville. And always available online, selfstoragetexas.com.
.com.
Ticket Sports News Now.
Ticket Ticker!
The Rangers' full squad is now in Surprise, Arizona, starting spring training workouts. The pitchers have been there since Tuesday. Pitching coach Mike Maddox says the bullpen positions are wide open.
We do have a help wanted sign hanging in our bullpen, and we do have a lot of guys that are experienced in their major league service time to get their foot in the door. But then we have some young guys, too, that are unproven, but they have high ceilings or a lot of promise, and we'll keep our tabs on those guys.
Rangers will have workouts until their first exhibition game Friday afternoon against the Royals. The Stars are off tonight after a 4-3 comeback win at Vancouver last night. They return to the AAC tomorrow afternoon to take on Calgary. Pre-game coverage begins at 4:30 p.m. here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, with Ralph and Razor bringing you the action at 5 p.m. And former Houston Cougars coach Guy Lewis is among the 12 finalists for election into the Basketball Hall of Fame. The list announced during the NBA's All-Star Weekend includes Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, and Gary Payton. Also up for consideration are coaches Jerry Tarkanian and Rick Pitino. The inductees will be announced at the Final Four in April. That's the Ticket Ticker, brought to you by Ticket Stock's Ticket to Ride. Join our Ticket to Ride at Ticket Stock 2013. See the latest in automotive design and performance, great-looking cars and trucks, plus register for tickets to see your favorite teams at the AAC. Brought to you in part by Park Place Volvo and Stanley Ford Pilot Point. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 5:10. I'm Carlos Leal, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Broadcasting live from the new Metro PCS mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station. Ticket stock 2013 ain't over till we say it is, and it ain't over. Get out to the Irving Convention Center and watch our roundtables, and then the Drive Time guys face off versus the midday hosts in Ticket Family Feud at 5:30 from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
4:58, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ticket stock live from the Irving Convention Center. We are half an hour away from playing Family Feud. I just noticed that the Top Golf people are here.
Yep.
And
let's go Top Golf.
No, Craig. Top Golf. We're not going to go Top Golf.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. Let me say this about Top Golf. It doesn't matter if you're into golf. It doesn't matter if you're a fan of the sport or you know certain players or whatever. That place is so much fun. And it doesn't matter the age, as the ladies back there are all howling. They all work there, obviously. Which one are you guys at? You guys in Frisco or Allen, or are you down in Dallas? Dallas. Dallas. You're my people. You're my people.
Raise your arms up again in celebration. Oh, yeah, all right.
I take my boys out there, you know, when the weather's decent, all the time. And it is such a good time kill for them. And they're swinging the clubs, and they're into it.
Pergola.
And the food is really good. I'm serious. And
you know, we had a guys night out there one time,
yeah.
and I'm not into golf. I haven't ever played a single round of golf ever, and it really was fun. And
yeah.
It almost made me want to get out there and try
just to play,
get out
yeah.
there, but I wouldn't want to be.
Almost.
No, I just wouldn't want
what
to.
What an endorsement you just gave.
No,
he
no.
doesn't want to slow
you
anybody
know, I like
down.
You so much that I almost.
Listen.
I almost frequent your
wanna,
place.
I don't want to beat anyone down. If Corby says, hey, let's go play a round of golf,
right.
I would never go.
Well, that's a good.
Because I'm swinging.
Their meal is almost good enough to buy one.
That's a good
that's
place
what
to.
You just said.
No, it's not. You didn't let me finish. As usual.
He's right. He's exactly right. Because until you actually learn the game, and not so much your ability, I think, but as long as you know the rules and you can keep up, I don't mind playing with you. You know? Don't you feel that way? I mean,
yeah.
Because you can shoot 100 and you're
that's
fine.
That's so gracious right. of you, oh great golf person that doesn't mind playing with me.
What's going on with him down there?
I don't know what the deal is.
Quit busting my balls.
He's been drinking. Look.
Oh, yeah, you are drinking.
That's true.
But it's a good way to start. You Top Golf girls, you always take good care of us, too. And I like looking at you. I'm not going to lie. You're cute. They hire good people. It's good staff. Anyway, there's my infomercial on Top Golf. I also am a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, who are out here as well.
They also have nice-looking girls standing by their booth.
They do, who my uncle loved.
It's true.
Uncle Bill?
Yeah, good old Uncle Bill.
Donovan, have you been inspired by Tiger Woods to take up golf?
No.
No?
No, not at all.
I thought he was inspiring the community to take up golf.
I think he did for a while. It was, I'm sure, the golf courses in the hood had a pretty big spike. Well, golf course in the hood had a very big
Stevens.
Spike in what was going on. But it inspired me, no.
Okay.
Not at all.
You know, that is interesting. Because
it inspired half of me since he's half
right.
black.
You know, there's a chick on the LPGA tour, and I can't remember her name. She was a Korean girl that...
Michelle McGann.
Se-ri Park.
It may be Se-ri Park.
Michelle McGann wore
that was
crazy hats.
But she won a major. God, it could have been Se-ri Park early on. And now you look at an LPGA leaderboard. She was the only Korean. Nobody from Korea is on any LPGA leaderboard 20 years ago. And now... Every golf tournament, there are 10 Koreans.
Did you see
the 60 Minutes? Or the 60 Minutes?
I thought it was Real Sports.
Yeah, Real Sports. Yes.
Real Sports, I showed my kids. They have... So it was Se-ri Park, and her dad was like Tiger's dad.
Yeah.
And his goal was to train a pro golfer.
Earl Park?
similar.
Or was it Tupac?
Yes. Yeah.
Down here doing my own show.
I like that.
Sorry
about
that.
Laugh, people. You know, this is what pisses me off about ticket stuff.
Uh-oh. Hold on.
Come on, Tupac, no, nothing.
Let's take two steps back before we go four steps forward. Because
thank you.
When we're on the radio, okay, like when we're in our little studio and everything, and someone makes a joke, and everybody laughs.
You picture the whole Metroplex
I'm
laughing.
Thinking that yeah. the cars are bouncing up and down. It's like two people are knocking boots in there. They're laughing so hard, you know?
Knocking boots.
And
hey,
then,
old man.
And then we bring it out here.
And this tells us what really happened.
Yes, nothing. It's just sitting and staring like we're monkeys in a cage, you know? Just like, okay, entertain us.
But, you know, last night during the Time Wasters performance, it's... You know, you're out there and you're making it happen, and you look out, and everyone's just kind of looking at you. Just
well,
blinking.
They're trying to hear the lyrics and,
are they really?
And watch what you're doing,
man,
and take it in. It's like you watch a movie. You don't watch a movie rolling.
Yeah,
well,
but,
maybe. Corby, it's like when you watch a movie.
But if you're at a concert, how many people stand at a concert and just stand there and look and not move to the music or sing along
yeah,
or whatnot?
But it's a different audience.
And it's not only different audiences, it's different. Every song is a different type of music almost,
but
you know?
If you're doing a bit song, I understand. You know, if you're trying to hear him ask about pregnant or fat, okay, you're trying to hear the lyrics, sure. I'm not doing a bit song. I'm doing something that, you know, people should rock out to. Because I rock out to it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't rock out. That's pretty white.
Yeah, and you have nothing out when you rock out, do you?
Right. I trip over it.
So the Korean story on... So there was Earl Park.
Thank you again. I do love you. Yeah.
Train Sayri Park. Well, then somehow it's almost become like a national thing that
same swing
as a
too.
Country, they have decided we are going to try to get good at this sport. And they have little golf academies that you could, if you earmark your kid as pretty good at golf.
It's like European soccer.
You could send them there at the age of 8 or so, or 10,
yeah.
was it?
Yeah, no.
And they will go there like it's school, and they'll right. actually take school classes and such, but they live there.
But they go before school, they hit balls.
Or like the bowling
alley. They go to school, after school, they hit balls, weekend, they hit balls.
And then as they get older, once high school age, if you're good enough, well, you'll go to a school that is golf.
Yeah.
And is very little
school
math and science and that stuff, because that's going to be your way in this world. And all you do is play golf all day. You might have 10 to noon is putting, and then
yeah,
for a couple
awesome.
Of hours we're doing the short game.
And they all have the same swing. It's very, it's just like Sayri Park's swing.
And now this country, which I can't remember what the population is, but let's say it's that of Texas, has... What was it? 40% of the top 100 are
yeah,
right. are from this
why is it just
country?
Women though? Why is it just women?
Yeah, no, you don't see it's not on the PGA, right?
Yeah, so
Hawaii Yang from.
At what point are the people who are in charge of this program, the country, government officials going to sit back and say we've been dedicating 20 years of this to the LPGA? Wow, this is a waste of time.
Let's go to the NFL.
Yeah, why don't we start focusing on that?
Maybe it's a realistic goal that you can achieve.
You dominate the LPGA first, and then you move
maybe
up to...
Maybe you can't do the... You know, maybe...
Yeah, if they have... You know,
now, why not PGA? I don't know.
Right, but
maybe
if,
the LPGA was ripe to get in, and you don't have to be an actual natural athlete. Maybe in other sports, you have to be more athletic.
But you know what? Globally, people do this for tennis. You go to the Bollettieri Academy in Florida, and, you know, Agassi was there, and Sampras was there, and Sharapova was there, and... I mean, it's you go there at the age of 8 or 9, and that's where you stay in school. And it's one of those choices that a parent makes, and it's weird here, especially now that I have kids who are not very athletic, by the way, but we're waiting.
Would you ever send them to one of those?
No.
You could blame your wife on that, right?
Totally, yeah, because look, I mean...
I know.
So if you,
no,
if,
I wouldn't do it.
So if you think your son had really picked up the game of golf,
yeah.
and there was some academy you could send him to...
And it's... Eight
yeah.
states away.
Sure, yeah. You would not do that at
Man,
all.
Man, I don't think so. You wouldn't see them.
Because you know what the odds, how many kids who went through the Bollettieri Academy ended up being good to great pros? Probably 2%?
Right, that aren't Agassi.
So you're going to have your kids away from you during the childhood, and it's really ultimately not going to pay off, probably.
Yeah, and you have the prospect of 100% burnout and resentment,
yeah.
too.
Right.
Which is probably more, obviously, it's probably more often than huge success. Would you do that?
No.
What if she was incredible, like dominating tennis or whatever it was?
Well, then wouldn't you think
you could find somebody here?
Or she will, you know, would these athletes have been pretty good anyway?
But you do need
that.
Weren't. You do need that direction to take it over the top. There are a lot of kids that have special talent, but you're going to...
But you hear people that didn't start playing until high school or something, and then
they're
pros.
That's very rare, though.
Somebody sent me a video of Andy Roddick.
Why is it rare? Only because we force kids into organized athletics
probably
too
so,
early
but
now?
It's, you don't hear a lot of success stories saying, well, I didn't pick up a tennis racket until high school, and they make it at the professional level. That's
but it's all keeping up with everyone
Joneses,
else, right?
Yeah.
So if everybody started at the age of 12 organized sports, somebody else would start their kid at 11. And then you'd be like, whoa,
yes.
He's getting a head start on my kid. I'm going to start at 10. And now we have softball leagues for kids that are 6 where everybody bats. My girl was in this. It's the most ridiculous thing ever.
God, it pisses me off.
So, hold on. Everybody bats. There are no outs. Everybody's going to get a hit because it's off a tee or a coach pitches. But if they can't hit the coach after a while, they just settle on a tee. And then even if you throw them out, which never happens, but if you did, they're safe. They're on base.
Yeah, how confusing.
And then every inning, every kid bats. So 12 kids bat every inning. And all 12 are in the field, and they're all in the infield because
no
why
one's
would
gonna
they
hit
go
it
out there?
Yeah.
There's 6. It's the most
that's just
ridiculous.
Stupid.
I don't understand what it's for at all.
And you pay for that?
Except that the kids can wear uniforms and they get a treat after the game.
And you pay for it.
And
so you're
because
the
they're
one.
6, they get the short straw for field times. So we got to be at these fields at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning
yeah.
to watch this ridiculous.
Let me tell you something.
And there's 4 coaches.
For
because
this.
Guy, everybody thinks they know a lot about baseball. There's always a lot of coaches for baseball or football. And soccer, they're just looking for the idiot who's standing there that said, I'll do it. That was me.
Let me tell you something about kids baseball, and this is what I fear. And I know there's tons of people who have kids that play whatever, select baseball and all that. Here, baseball, I cannot fathom. It's like what I look forward to the very least for my kid, not because I don't like baseball, but because baseball starts when it starts to get hot. And those games, first off, first grade baseball is mind-numbingly mundane. And then it's so incredibly hot that you're just sitting there and it's 120 degrees from late spring all the way through July, where you're just sitting out there at 4 in the afternoon cooking. And I'm like, this makes me not like this sport. It's miserable. And these people who have kids that play select baseball, and it's once a week, one time a week, Saturday, I'm there. These kids play 4, 5, 6, 7 times a week, and then they have Saturday and Sunday tournaments where they play 3 or 4 games in a day. This kid across the street does it.
God, that pisses me off.
See? And I'm thinking that the parents just sit there and they go through it. And one of the moms came over to me and she's watching my kid throw the ball. And she was like, you know what? I wouldn't even let him play baseball. Like she's hated it. She likes it, but it's a double-edged sword because it's so much commitment and it's so hot that I couldn't do it.
So the days are gone when we were kids where you played football and then you played basketball and then you played baseball. Now you have to early choose a sport?
It sucks.
Or do kids still play all of them?
No, very few play all of them.
If you play all, then the kid who's playing baseball for
is way
three
ahead of
seasons
you.
Unless
is
you're
so
Bo Jackson.
Ahead of you. Yeah.
So when do you have to decide? 8, 10?
Man.
Earlier?
I'm hoping it's 13, you know? Because that was the beauty of being a kid, playing everything every season, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't even think about it. It's like, oh, it's soccer season. Okay, great. Yeah. Oh,
but now,
it's baseball season.
Every parent now, they want their kids to go pro and do all that stuff. Back then, our parents didn't care about that.
No,
just
they
go out there
knew.
And have fun.
Yeah. Yes.
Go play baseball. And it didn't matter.
Just get
what
out of the house.
AAU or anything like that. It's just, you know what, let's go up the street, get a baseball game going and play. They're not saying, well, you know what, you have to snap your curveball so you can make it in the league or mm-hmm. get a scholarship, anything like that. Nothing like that.
It's
You're
ridiculous.
Just having fun.
Yeah.
It's just not fun anymore. Kids are not having fun.
Are there Earl Woods stories that didn't turn
plenty.
Pro?
I bet you there are so many.
Because I know Marinovich turned out poorly in the end, but
it
did work.
Yeah,
he made
it work.
Yeah, kind of, but it also ruined his life. I mean, he got to the league, but that lifestyle, that upbringing ruined his life.
I would think there were so many more, so many.
And we never hear about
them. They were just hard and dictator and all that stuff, and they just didn't even get close.
Okay, what about this? We have some friends whose kids at the age of 6 or 7 decided that the dad decided that they just want, he wanted them to play soccer. That's it. And they did. All the way through high school. One of them, I think, quit his junior year, just got sick of it or whatever. Then they came over, and we're kind of screwing around shooting baskets and everything. They literally do not know how to... You remember the Lance Armstrong bit on Saturday Night Live where they
couldn't do
anything. Seeing them shoot a basketball, you would have thought that they were an infant. And I'm like, man, that is weird.
Yeah.
That they don't know how to do anything else.
Yeah.
Nothing. They don't know how to throw a ball. They don't know how to shoot a ball, catch a ball. Anything.
Yeah, we were okay at all sports. They want their kids now to be really, really good at one.
Yeah.
And
you know,
that's what's up.
Is this a Texas thing, too? Because I have a friend, and he was comparing this to living in Ohio, but he moved to Portland. So he's our age. He lived in Portland and lived in a little neighborhood that had, you know, kids. So it was a family-type neighborhood. And he would go out and want to throw the ball around with his neighbors. Like,
yeah.
You know, while you're outside, you might go ahead and I'll throw the baseball with you or a football or something as the kids are out playing together. And he said he'd throw the ball, and the ball would, like, they were so bad, these adults, it would, like, hit him in the head.
Right.
Like,
it's like a movie.
But he also played a little guitar. If he wanted a quick jam session, right away. All the kids played piano and multiple instruments. It was like the area they grew up in,
right.
They did not emphasize athletics are the way in this world, and,
right.
And we don't hold you up and honor you if you're a good athlete as much as we do if
you can play piano or whatever.
Have some kind of an artistic.
Are your kids playing, or like, do you have any music lessons or anything?
See, we don't force it, and I wonder, should you force it? Because
that's the one thing
I hear people say.
Because no kid wants to do.
Yeah,
that.
But you hear people say, "I wish I would have been forced to,
because
it would have been cool to have that ability." One kid is a jock; she plays sports, and one kid is into piano and stuff.
Yeah.
So we just let them do what they kind of want to do, and who knows if that's right.
I think that's good. I think I would do it that way, because you're talking about success stories that never panned out, or you know.
Thank you.
Earl Woods type stories that never panned out. I've never really talked about this publicly, but I was one of those. As a child, my dad drove me to be a great matador. And eventually, by age 15, I was so burned out that I have never...
Killed a bull
since then.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Haven't picked up that red cape again, huh?
But there are so many stories like that. He thought he was raising the greatest matador ever.
I can
very
see you.
Very few are Earl Woods.
So, like, at the age of 12, you were.
I was pretty damn good.
I think if I remember looking at the microfiche of you, that you were ranked one in Oklahoma.
Yes.
Yeah. You were the only one, though.
I won the Oklahoma City Times Open Matador competition.
3 years
12,
in a row?
As a 12, 13, and 14-year-old.
All right, we got to go to break.
That's an ender.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this. We put our heart and soul into it. I would like some applause. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. That's
oh,
not
please.
Necessary.
No.
That's not even necessary. That was it's too much. Okay, coming up next, we do things.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket invites you to Day 2 of Ticket Stock 2013. Going on now at the Irving Convention Center, 114 in O'Connor. Free parking, free admission, and free autographs from Dennis Rodman, Jay Crowder, Sam Perkins, Tom Grieve, and Marty Turco. Plus Wheels Off Roundtable starring the Ticket Guys and Ticket Stock Family Feud live on stage. It's sportsy fun for the entire family today at Ticket Stock 2013 from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Crude also on 99.5.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know that batteries eventually give up, but we never do. Not when it comes to service. Need a new battery? At Advance, we'll install an autograph battery for you. free. You shouldn't have to give up any more of your hard-earned cash for great service. There, I said give up, but just to make a point. Give up. At Advance? Ha! Never. Fast, free battery installation. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
With purchase on most vehicles, see store for details.
Hey, it's Corby. Did you make a New Year's resolution this year to take better care of yourself and of your health? It's estimated that 13 million men in the U.S. have low testosterone. So do you know your T level? Low T Center makes it easy. You walk in, you take a simple blood test, and you know your results within minutes. If you're a man over 40 and have noticed a decline in energy and stamina or libido, you may have low testosterone. Call Low T Center today to have your levels checked. Low T makes you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol and cause weight gain. It increases your risk for heart attacks and Alzheimer's and osteoporosis. Their experienced medical staff will educate you on the benefits and risks of testosterone replacement. Service is covered by most health insurance companies, and it takes minutes for results. So make good on your resolutions. Get your levels checked. Call 972-874-5698.
The Fort Worth Alliance location is now open, so call 817-562-5698 or visit lowtcenter.com.
It's tough being a guy, and getting older makes it tougher. You've heard about testosterone and dreaded low T, so if you're thinking about testosterone replacement therapy, you need to first consider GenoStem GSX. It's the 100% all-natural way to increase your own body's ability to produce testosterone without the risk or side effects. The ticket's own George DiGiani and his parents take GenoStem GSX. Just visit GenoStem.com to get the same product that George takes to improve body and mind function. A few of the possible benefits of taking GenoStem GSX include loss of body fat, increase in lean muscle mass, more energy, better sleep, and improved sexual potency and frequency. So don't wait any longer. Visit GenoStem.com, GenoStim.com, and take the first step toward being the man you want to be. Get the energy, the passion, and the excitement for life you remember. GenoStem.com, that's GenoStim.com. 100% money-back guarantee to change your life.
February is a month of celebration at Classic of Carrollton. Hi everyone, this is Victoria Martin. If you've been eyeing a new truck, you have to test drive the new Sierra 1500. GMC just announced the industry's best pickup coverage. Right now, with your 3-year, 36,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, get a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. You also get 2 years of scheduled maintenance, including oil changes, tire rotations, and 27-point inspection. All of this on the very popular Sierra 1500s. You must purchase by February 28th. But the fantastic incentives don't end there. Take advantage of the President's Day sign and drive event. Pay zero down, no security deposit, and no first payment on all 2013 Buicks. Lease a Verano for only $269 a month for 24 months, or the brand new Buick Encore for only $329 per month. You'll also receive 2 years of scheduled maintenance, 2 years of OnStar, and 2 years of Sirius XM radio. Classic Buick GMC in Carrollton. Visit us at the corner of George Bush and I-35, or go to classicofcarrollton.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
Hey P1s, Giorgio and Gordo here to tell you about Affiliated Roofing. We both used Affiliated, and the experience was awesome. Affiliated is a GAF, Master Elite Contractor. Only 3% of all roofing contractors have this qualification, so you're dealing with a reputable and dependable contractor.
That's right, George. We've heard roofers bragging about 10-year warranties. Guess what? Everyone offers that. Affiliated offers a 50-year GAF warranty, so call 972-267-1677 and tell them you're a P1 or visit AffiliatedRoofing.com.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except...
Way to stay longer.
Yeah, right?
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings?
Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hello, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. Right now at Freeman Toyota, it's truck month. Now, you've heard those two words put together before, but this isn't some watered-down excuse for a lame sale. No, my friend, I'm a Texan, and when I say Freeman Toyota's Truck Month is here, brother, you better sit up and take notice. Come into Freeman Toyota and get the Crew Max Texas Edition Tundra, the baddest truck out there, and take advantage of 0% for 60 months and save a whopping $11,000. Now that's savings. Buy a double cab V8 Tundra for just $23,900. That's a brand new 2013 V8 Tundra for $23,900. Truck month is here. Hurry in for the best selection. We're located on the affordable side of the Metroplex at 183 and 820, just south of the Northeast Mall. Call toll free 1-800-NEW-CARS or log on to FreemanToyota.com.
Breaking sports news now.
Ticket ticker.
The Stars came from behind to beat Vancouver last night. This ticker, a service of thegiftoflife.com. Defenseman Brendan Dillon, who hails from British Columbia, spoiled his own homecoming by scoring the game winner with 3:01 left in the game. Coach Glenn Gulletson expects big things from Dillon this season.
When you're talking young defensemen playing and playing against, you know, some of the best players in the world out on this ice right now, I think he did a pretty good job of settling himself in, got that goal, and, you know, he's just going to improve and get used to the league.
The Stars are back at the AAC tomorrow afternoon against Calgary. Pregame is at 4:30 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ralph and Razor will call all the action at 5 p.m. A reunion of sorts could be in the works at the Basketball Hall of Fame. The list of 12 finalists was announced during the NBA's All-Star Weekend, which included Tim Hardaway and Mitch Richmond, who made up the T and the M of the Golden State Warriors' Run TMC attack of the 1990s. Chris Mullin, the C member of the trio, has already been inducted. Other finalists this year include five-time WNBA All-Star Dawn Staley, Maurice Cheeks, Spencer Haywood, and Bernard King. Coaches on the list include former Houston Cougars coach Guy Lewis, Rick Pitino, and Jerry Tarkanian. The class of 2013 will be unveiled at the Final Four in April. And the Rangers' full squad is now in Surprise, Arizona, and began workouts today, joining the pitchers and catchers who've been there since Tuesday. The first exhibition game for the Rangers is set for Friday afternoon against Kansas City. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 5:30. I'm Carlos Leal, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We've got wacky roundtable fun from all the ticket guys live on stage at Ticket Stock 2013. Going on now at the Irving Convention Center. Brought to you by Albertsons, Texans Can Academy, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 5:24 here on The Ticket. This is the last roundtable segment of Ticket Stock 2013. And
yay.
We have a full cast here. Oh. Me, Dan, Mike, George, Bob, Gordo. I thought Corby was up here, but no. We have a short roundtable segment.
No doubt the open
then,
door policy is being practiced.
Ugh.
Oh, and then we are going to, here on the stage,
you call him Dr. Jones, Doc.
As our final act, we're going to present to you Ticket Family Feud featuring Morning and Afternoon Drive against Middays. Why did we split it up that way? Does anybody know?
Musketeers.
We appreciate the sports y'all give us.
Musketeer vote.
Musketeers against Middays.
P1s, are you looking forward to Family Feud?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah. A little enthusiasm there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
How you doing, Philip? You all right? You okay, Philip? Did you bounce back?
Have you got a text from your ex-wife yet?
What'd y'all do to Philip?
Philip's had a really tough day today.
What happened to him? I wasn't out here.
His new wife was spouting off about his first wife.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
Philip.
Get that war of words going.
No. Oh, gosh. She's going to give him the business now.
You got kids from that woman?
He's caught, old woman? He's caught in that crossfire.
No. Well, dude, what does it matter? It's like a breakup. If you don't have kids...
He has kids with the first wife.
No, he does.
Oh, he does have kids.
Yes.
Oh, crap.
Wow, he just disavowed that.
Well, sorry, ma'am. It's always tough.
So, madam, let me ask you, do you plan on children with this man, Philip?
Do you have your own babies from another man?
She said it's not possible. What does that mean?
No, I think she said it is possible.
Oh, it is possible.
Yes.
Sorry.
You got a uterus that looks like a porcupine?
Yep. His seed can find no purchase there.
So right. How will you feed?
Me?
No.
Her. Right from her fakers.
What is that? What is she doing?
Drip? What is that? IV drip?
She's got the drip?
You missed some good ones up here,
Mike. So this the last roundtable?
What's been the highlight of Ticket Stock for you guys?
Me?
And it's open to anybody.
I think the Rodman line of questioning was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear a replay of that.
The cheese plate.
The green room cheese plate.
Yeah, did the green room remind you of our first night in New Orleans?
Yeah, it did.
So boo.
Let's shot see. At, the listener at can't what, identify.
What was that restaurant? Yes. Subi? Or whatever it was?
I think it's Sobu. Subo.
Yeah. What was the deal with that? All you guys ordered was a cheese plate?
We got a little piece of fish with... So a little orange mayonnaise.
These guys wanted to go to CC's and have all you can eat pizza.
No, they wanted to go to Acme
and game tokens.
Yeah, we wanted to go to Acme.
So no. Acme is CC's in your book.
No. I just know you guys wanted all you can eat. You know, you wanted to go to Sizzler or something like that. I'll have a third steak.
Traveling all day and hadn't eaten a thing.
So you went to a real fancy place?
We went to a restaurant that was recommended by everyone there. Everyone who lives there. Go there.
One guy who looked really cool at the front desk. Yeah.
Corby exaggerates.
At the Modern.
And it, itty-bitty portions.
And Corby just fell for it, man.
You do not knock the Modern.
So fell for it.
The Modern was pretty into itself.
Pretty awesome.
But I'd love to stay there again.
I know.
Sir, you should eat at Sobu.
You look like a Sobu client.
You did.
Did you have to go somewhere else and eat afterwards to fill up?
Yeah, he went to Burger King.
Well, look.
Yeah.
Have you tried a Whopper?
Ran out on...
You got a Whopper?
Now you go to Metairie to get a Burger
King. Burger, can we take your order? Hold on a second.
I'm still kind of looking.
I'm sorry, sir. What'd you say?
Hold on a second. I'm still kind of looking.
What's that? You sound a lot like Norm MacDonald.
The Whoppers.
Do the
Whoppers?
Do Dan disabling the bomb.
That's actually our specialty, sir. The Whopper. Oh, yeah. It's been around for a long time.
That's my favorite, that Dan is a part of a nuclear disarmament team.
We only have...
Mr. McDowell, we only have 15 seconds. Please give us the code to disarm the bomb.
Oh, you need a code?
Right, okay, it starts with a 5. And then it looks like there's an X there. And,
we have 10 seconds. The world is going to end, Mr. McDowell.
I get that, but let's see, there's a 1 or an L.
Okay, repeat it. Repeat, please.
Yeah, there's a dog right there.
We have 30 letters and numbers to go through. Hurry.
We got 5, and then there's the X.
Okay.
And then the 1 or the L. And then, hold on, I can't read my writing. Hold on.
No sense of urgency, Dan. Man.
Do you know that squirrels can fly? Yes.
How come you guys don't do any bets over there at
just hold on.
Missile Command?
What
kind of missile bets you doing?
The whole world's going to blow up? I kind of doubt the whole world's going to blow up.
Really? The whole world?
The whole world?
Did you hear that
Maybe
from Norm?
Some of the world?
Some behind this.
Right. Some of the world.
First the TV schedule, and now the world's going to blow up.
Now the world's going to blow up.
Okay, Norm.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm taking too long, and now I'm a big jerk, huh? Okay.
Are you hanging up?
What, are you going to blow up? We're having fun disarming bombs now. All of a sudden, I'm a big jerk.
Okay, we're getting the high sign. It's time for us to wrap up this.
Oh, man.
I don't know if we can wrap this up.
And then we're going to transform the stage, and in just a moment, we commence Ticket Family Feud.
Yay.
There's a reason Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket's mothership, is at Victory Plaza. The Stars and Mavericks play right next door at the AAC. The Ticket broadcasts every single Stars game with post-game shows afterwards. Get some shtick and puck Friday mornings at 8:50 with Stars analyst Razor Ray and the Musers. And after every Mavericks home game, it's our post-game show with Seabass and Old Followell. Mav Center Chris Kamen posts up Wednesdays at 1:30 on Bad Radio, and Mark Followell talks hoops with the Hardline Thursdays at 4:10. We're always keeping up with our neighbors, the Mavericks and the Stars, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Crude also on 99.5 HD.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's covering the register while answering phones.
It's skipping breaks.
And it's eating lunch standing up.
You work hard to earn your money, so we put the power to keep more of it in the palm of your hand. With TurboTax, you can take a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and we'll import your information automatically. Just answer a few simple questions, hit e-file, and you're done. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Learn more at TurboTax.com.
TurboTax mobile solutions work on select smartphones.
Topgolf is, well, kind of like that.
A new twist on the traditional game.
Topgolf is the destination for all your favorite sports that you can do while playing golf, or to watch the Mavs and Stars on the 190 32-inch TVs.
Check out Happier Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7.
The best patio in Dallas will look even better this spring. And thank Topgolf when booking your next event.
Visit Topgolf.com and follow them on Facebook at Topgolf Dallas.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal, so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture, and you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Earn a graduate degree from one of the world's top business schools. The University of Dallas in Irving holds the most recognized and selective business school accreditation, so you can be certain you'll receive a high-quality graduate business education, which can lead to greater opportunities for employment, promotions, and income. Discover more about the University of Dallas College of Business, one of the nation's first MBA programs for working professionals. Visit udallas.edu/AACSB. The University of Dallas in Irving, a top choice for Dallas-Fort Worth's business leaders.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
I'm Carlos Leal. Why Wash expects Robbie Ross to step up next on The Ticker.
World-class chef Lorena Garcia on inspiring Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito.
When Taco Bell started, I said, a great steak burrito starts with great steak. They sent me the steak, I kept sending them back. No, not tender enough. No, it's gotta be thicker. More flavor.
It took 9 tries, but we finally nailed it. Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito. With new thick-cut, deliciously marinated steak, perfectly grilled, and Chef Lorena Garcia approved. Live Moss. At participating locations.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. He's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack. SweetJack.com.
More sports news first, guaranteed.
Ticket Ticker.
The Rangers starting full team workouts in Surprise, Arizona today. A lot of attention being paid to the starting rotation. Manager Ron Washington wants Robbie Ross to pick up where he left off last season.
His opportunity was real small last year. He made a big jump in moving forward, and he's been a starter most of his career, and hopefully he can put it back together.
The Rangers will have a week of workouts before their first exhibition game Friday against the Royals. The Dallas Stars got goals from 4 different players last night in their 4-3 win against Vancouver. Coach Glenn Gulletson says that's a key to his team's success moving forward.
We're going to be a team that has to do it collectively. We need contributions from everybody, and we got them tonight, and that's what's going to have to happen for us moving forward.
Stars back at the AAC tomorrow afternoon against Calgary. The pregame is at 4:30 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ralph and Razor will call all the action beginning at 5. And the third round of the Northern Trust Open is now in the books. Bill Haas has a 3-shot lead over Webb Simpson, Sherall Schwartzel, and John Merrick. Haas posted a 7-under par 64 for the day and is 12-under for the tournament. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 5:50. I'm Carlos Leal, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Live
from Ticketstock 2013 on stage at the Irving Convention Center. It's the Ticket Family Feud. Let's meet the Midday Family. Norm Hitzkus, Donovan Lewis, Bob Sturm, and Dan McDowell. And now, here is the Drive Time Family. George Dunham, Craig Miller, Corby Davidson, and Mike Reiner. And your host of Ticketstock Family Feud, Gordon Keith.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yay.
Ticketstock. It is time for our Family Feud. No, let's try to start a chant. No one wants a chant. All right, everybody remembers the show Family Feud, right? Everyone's seen this. We know the format.
I don't.
So we've got them split up here, middays versus drive time, guys. Everybody, welcome to Family Feud. Huh?
Thank you. Hey! Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you.
Okay, now you guys know how this goes. We're going to get the two family leaders up here, which are Norm and Mike Reiner. Norm
not
for middays.
Leader.
Yes, you are. You're the family leader.
That means
I'm
you have to keep
your
here. He's getting up and getting down.
Come
move
up
your
here.
Ass, Norm.
You mean Donovan's my child?
No.
Yes, you have a black baby.
All right,
easy.
We're going to pretend like you guys are standing up here.
African-American.
Hit the red button. Okay, you guys ready? You know how to do this. You're going to say your name. That's the equivalent of hitting the button. And answer this question. First one to say their name gets it and answers the question. You're going to try to get the top answer. 300 P1s were surveyed for this. Top five answers on the board right behind me.
Norm.
Yeah.
Here's the question. Name a famous Norm.
Schwarzkopf.
No, you got to say your name.
Say your name.
Oh, my God.
Say your name first to buzz in.
You got
to
say Norm and
Norm.
Then. All right. Name a famous Norm.
Say Norm.
Mike.
Say
Mike,
your
Mike,
word name.
Norm. Daddy's getting old.
It's unbelievable. You know what's amazing is I've already issued the question once. I've explained how to do it twice. And there was about a 30-second hang time before Mike even said that.
On the Real Family Feud, those people, it's a split second.
Yes.
And here there was about a minute and a half.
All right, Mike.
It's like Sean Connery.
Top five answers on the board. 300 P1s surveyed. What is your answer? Name a famous Norm.
Norm on Cheers.
Norm on Cheers?
Oh, I like
that. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I never would have thought of that.
Way to go.
He didn't even watch Cheers.
That is our number one answer worth 52 points. All right, Mike, would your team like to play
GTFA.
Or would you like to pass?
Let's play.
All right, play.
Yeah,
let's play.
All right, let's play. All right.
We'll play.
Come down here.
You're not going to kiss me, are you?
How are you doing? How are you?
Gross.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
I've watched you for years.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
It's a big thrill.
And are you nervous being here?
I am.
And you're very pretty.
Thank you.
Okay. 300 P1s were surveyed. Top five answers on the board. Name a famous Norm.
Norm Van Leer.
What?
Y'all are supposed to go. Good answer.
That's a terrible
Horrible answer.
All right.
I like it,
let's
but it's
check
a terrible
it out.
Answer.
Look at the board. Can I see Norm Van Leer?
Oh, come on!
All right. That's one strike. You get three strikes. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I like it.
That never happened on the Real Family Feud.
Not on the air. A little visual for the people here. I was just laying between Corby's legs.
Again.
That's so gross.
All right, Corby, what's your name?
Corby.
300 P1 surveyed. Name a famous Norm.
Hitzkus.
Can I see Norm Hitzkus?
Good answer. That's a good answer.
Why? The number three answer, Norm Hitzkus, worth 38 points.
You made it, Norm. You made it.
Okay, you guys still have one strike. Let's head on down here and see who we got.
Hi, Gordon.
Well, who are you?
Georgette.
Uh-huh. And what's your story, Georgette?
Oh, you know, just a single mom of five.
Okay. You had all this time to come up with material, and you thought, now I'll improv it when the time comes. It'll be good. All right, Georgette, you've heard the question.
Yes.
We've got two answers on the board, Norm Peterson and Norm Hitchkus. We still have the second and fourth and fifth answer.
Is your beard real?
No, it's paste on. Name a famous Norm.
McDonald.
Oh, I like it.
From Saturday
good answer.
Live.
Good answer.
Oh, number two, George. Yes. Number two.
What's up?
Norm MacDonald. Oh, it's already revealed.
Overrated. That is a number two answer.
No, he's not.
Man, Norm MacDonald's pretty funny.
Fake face.
All right, we start back with Mike Reiner. Well, Mike Reiner, you guys only have one strike against you. Two answers still left on the board. Name a famous Norm.
Wait, what?
Ben Brocklin.
Can we see Norm Van Brocklin? No.
Man, we're down to one strike.
All right.
Come on. Are you guys thinking
about Craig Jr. Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Two answers
got it? Okay.
Still on the board. You guys have two strikes
give
against you. One more strike, and it goes over to the middays. Famous Norm.
I hate to steal from the famous Norm up here, but I think that was a good answer. Schwarzkopf?
Can I see Norman Schwarzkopf?
Whoa! Hey! Oh!
Thank you, Norm.
Oh, yeah.
Yet another muser stealing your bit, Norm.
Norman Schwarzkopf, the number five answer worth 12 points. We go to Corby Davidson.
Do you have an answer?
Oh, I don't know.
Corby, name a famous Norm.
I'm going to go local and go with Norm Boulash.
Can we see Norm Boulash?
Okay.
Who's the owner?
Midday's Habit. We go down here.
Norm Nixon.
A little table talk. They're doing a little table talk over here.
But this is P1s.
I'm going to need
these are people who did online.
I'm going to need an answer here.
We
go to
this gentleman here. Sanju was. But he's old.
But Stars guy.
Excuse me. I need an answer. Bob,
do we go Stars or Mavs?
We've already discussed it.
Does he do it? What do you think?
No, you do it.
He's the family leader. He's dad.
He's the dad. He's already gone.
But it's the whole team. We're still
the answer is a team. It doesn't matter.
What's the answer, Bob?
Have you watched Family Feud?
Yeah, come on, man.
What's the answer?
Norm Sanju.
Can we see Norm Sanju?
Fake Norm? Is it fake Norm?
It's
Drive Time has won this round. The number four answer. Let's see what it was. Blow up at caller's Norm.
Oh, man.
Norm hits
14 people said that?
That's awesome.
14 people are stupid.
All right, Drive Time, 146. Middays, 0.
That's the
wait, 146. Ed, do that
so
math.
We head to round two.
If we just said me again, we'd have won.
I know.
We'd have won if we just said me again.
Well, now you're getting mad, so if we would have said you now.
That's it. No, it's on.
All right.
Don't you damn call here again.
It's time for round two.
Where was Lady Norm?
Let's go ahead. And,
all day.
We call up Junior Miller and Bob Sturm. You guys ready?
Get him.
You're going to say your name. First one to say your name, we'll get to answer it. 300 P1s were surveyed. The top six answers are on the board right now. Here's the question. Name a game you played in grade school.
Bob.
Bob Sturm.
Tag.
Can I see tag? Number three answer worth 30 points.
Yeah. Craig.
Wait, no, it's too late. All right, Bob,
he gets a chance to get the...
Yeah.
Have you watched Family Feud?
Yeah, now he doesn't
get... Jeez.
Pop down Donovan's mic just a tad.
He's the host.
Unless you get the number one.
Just
right?
A tad.
Oh, two.
Right.
Okay. Craig?
Yes, that is me, and I would like a chance to beat
Best
Tag.
Team. Yep.
Tag?
Hide and seek. Man! Are you kidding me?
10 points.
You just gave him a freaking answer, you
idiot. This game is bullcrap.
Pass or play.
All right, Donovan.
Play.
See what
I'm play.
Oh, we have to play?
You don't play softball to draw a walk, do you?
Coach Chastain's daughter?
Yeah, we'll play. We'll play.
Okay, play. There you go, Donovan.
Can I have
name a
Bud
game
Light,
you played
please?
In grade school.
She
the,
is her
number
Kelly.
Three answer, number six answer.
A
on
Bud
the
Light. Ready.
Tag and hide and seek. Party
carjack.
Well, back here, sweetheart. They're free back here.
Grade school? How about Candyland?
Whoa.
I saw Django.
Can I see Candyland?
I don't know. You guys didn't have the games out
Always playing the race card, aren't you?
At
school?
You would play Candyland at school? That's why I'm so smart.
No. What, you landed
it has
on
to
red.
Be at school or grade school age? What is this question again?
All right, Dan McDowell, it's your turn to answer. We've already got two answers on the board. Tag and hide and seek. Name a game you played in grade school.
In grade school.
In grade school.
Weed growing?
Weed growing. Is like basketball or something? Can you say that or no?
It's your answer, dude.
How about kick the can?
Ooh.
Kick the can?
Kick the can?
What is this, 1918?
No.
I thought it was grade school.
That's two strikes against you. We go back to Norm Hitchkiss.
You get a can and you
Norm,
kick it.
Name a game you played in grade school.
You kick it.
Maybe we
got
to go to baseball and stuff.
I need
baseball.
An answer.
Ball in a cup.
Baseball.
Okay. Baseball is your answer?
Baseball.
Can
pick
I
up.
See baseball?
Okay, oh,
that's three
right.
strikes
dodgeball.
Against you.
So it's not sports.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball's
whoa,
good.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It may not be sports yeah. because he went with baseball
but
and it's
not
game.
On there. I know, but you don't. Okay, did you play baseball in grade school?
Could it be Monopoly or something like that?
Well, he said Candyland, but that was a dumb answer.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Grade school, you think of things you played at school.
Hey,
dodgeball.
Four
square. Yeah.
Squash. Play carve the apple
squash.
Into a bowl.
I kind of like dodgeball. I think that's not a bad
dodgeball.
Highlight.
Mike,
what do you think?
Mike, you agree?
Yes.
Dodgeball.
All right, what's your answer going to be? It's going to be dodgeball?
Dodgeball.
All right, name a game you played in grade school.
Stupid
we still
answer.
Have four answers up there. If you just get one of these answers, you guys get the
that
point.
That's stupid.
Highlight.
Can you show me dodgeball?
The yeah! Got him! Got him!
Awesome!
Got him!
Look at that. Drive time leading 186 to middays 0. We'll come back in just a moment
yeah.
for the Ticket Family Feud
kind of
round 3. Stay with us.
They only got 80.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket stuck out Mike in the face of Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett. 46 minutes later, we're not sure what he said.
You know, I don't want to go into the details of how we've done it, but we got to make sure we're comfortable with what those mechanics are going forward. And again, we don't play a game for probably 5 or 6 months, so we'll make sure we get them worked out before then.
Will he call the plays?
You know, I've told you before, I've never been a guy who has come hell or high water. I'm the play caller. That's not me.
So, P1 Cowboy fans, are you liking what you hear from your head coach?
We don't want to hear Garrett's offensive resume and him telling us that everything's working well and the offense is great and one of the best in football when the bottom line is you're 8-8 every year.
Only 10 weeks to the NFL draft.
Yay, football!
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Crude also on 99.5 HD.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except...
Way to stay longer.
Yeah, right?
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings? Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's covering the register while answering phones.
It's skipping breaks.
And it's eating lunch standing up.
You work hard to earn your money, so we put the power to keep more of it in the palm of your hand. With TurboTax, you can take a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and we'll import your information automatically. Just answer a few simple questions, hit e-file, and you're done. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Learn more at TurboTax.com. TurboTax mobile solutions work on select smartphones.
And now, a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover those costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, and penny you deserve, visit us online at TurboTax.com.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
World-class chef Lorena Garcia on inspiring Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito.
When Taco Bell started, I said, a great steak burrito starts with great steak. They sent me the steak, I kept sending them back. No, not tender enough. No, it's gotta be thicker. More flavor.
It took 9 tries, but we finally nailed it. Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito. With new thick-cut, deliciously marinated steak, perfectly grilled, and Chef Lorena Garcia approved. Live Mas. At participating locations.
Attention business owners. A recent study revealed that only 1 in 10 business owners actually have a written plan for how they're going to grow their business. Yet those that have one achieve 50% more. In addition, if you have someone that holds you accountable, you achieve almost 400% more. This is Tony Robbins. I've helped businesses from more than 100 countries.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the 6-year best-selling book, The Ultimate Sales Machine.
Chet and I have created the most advanced business growth opportunity you'll probably ever experience.
A chance to learn and apply the most advanced concepts in management, marketing, and sales. Get a growth plan beyond anything you've imagined, and then actually have a master business coach hold your feet to the fire to track, monitor, measure, and implement weekly.
But please don't waste your own time if you're only about information without implementation. That's not us. But if you're serious about making your company stronger, more profitable, then start by getting a free growth plan at our expense, not yours. Leave us a voicemail with your email at 800-311-9888, and we'll email you the most advanced business growth plan you can imagine. Just call 1-800-311-9888.
You never thought it would get to this. You're an addict, and your life is spiraling out of control. Whether it's drugs or alcohol, call the Addiction Help Hotline. One free call can be the first step to getting your life back on track. The Addiction Help Hotline will match you with the right facility for your treatment in our network of top-rated facilities nationwide. We'll help you select the facility type, the location, the treatment type, the affordability, and the length of stay. If you need urgent help, fast-track admissions are available. And whether it's insurance, credit card, or self-pay cash, the Addiction Help Hotline has an answer for your drug or alcohol addiction. The Addiction Help Hotline is discreet with our confidential and secure matching system. Stop being afraid. End the addiction. Help is just one free phone call away. Call the Addiction Help Hotline. We're standing by now to help you get your life back. The call is free. Call now. Call the Addiction Help Hotline at 800-356-2058. End the addiction. Call 800-356-2058. 800-356-2058.
Experts. When we say sports, you say now.
Ticket ticker.
The Rangers' full squad is now in Surprise, Arizona, including outfielder Nelson Cruz, who's been named in a report stating he allegedly purchased PEDs from a South Florida clinic. Rangers GM John Daniels is showing support for Nelly.
Let him know that certainly as the investigation goes on, we're gonna support him through the process. And you know, the reality is, there's not much that anyone can say or do right now. You know, it's an open investigation at this point, and we're kind of in wait-and-see mode.
The Rangers' first exhibition game is Friday afternoon against the Royals. The Stars off tonight after a 4-3 comeback win at Vancouver last night. They return to the AAC tomorrow afternoon to take on Calgary. Pre-game coverage begins at 4:30 p.m. here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, with Ralph and Razor bringing you the action at 5 p.m. Former Houston Cougars coach Guy Lewis is among the 12 finalists for election into the Basketball Hall of Fame. The list, announced during the NBA All-Star weekend, includes Tim Hardaway and Mitch Richmond, and also Gary Payton. Also up for consideration are coaches Jerry Tarkanian and Rick Pitino. The inductees will be announced at the Final Four in April. Our next Ticket Ticker is tomorrow morning at 8:10. I'm Carlos Leal, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, thanks, Carlos.
You're listening to The Ticket Family Feud. Live on stage from Ticket Stock 2013 at the Irving Convention Center. And brought to you by Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Here's your host, the Great Gordo.
Yeah, thank you so
radio
much.
Radio dog. Had to get the radio
again.
Somehow.
Welcome back to the Ticket Family Feud. We have middays versus drive time. And right now, drive time is cleaning up. They're leading 290-0 over middays.
Yeah.
All right, let's get straight into round three. I believe this is Corby and Donovan who are going to answer this.
Come
one.
On, Corby.
Point
Old
values, time race war.
Point
Here we go.
Values are doubled in this round. Doubled.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Means three times as much.
Ah.
300 P1s were surveyed, Corby and Donovan. The top seven answers on the board.
Seven.
Here is the question. Name your favorite ticket character.
Donovan. Fake Jerry.
Can we see Fake Jerry?
Good answer.
Number one answer.
Corby.
Worth 38 points.
Play.
All right.
Play.
I forgot my name.
Do you want to play? Play or pass?
You want to play?
Play.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Let's do it. Play.
Dan?
Music down. Music comes up at the end of the segment when Gordo's leading us into break.
Wow.
Okay, I guess Dan's still involved in
audio voice.
Anyway, so you guys have decided to play.
Help the board up a little bit.
All right, let's go to Dan McDowell. Dan, 300 P1 surveyed. You've already got the top answer on the board right now. There's seven answers.
Now, Gordon Fake Jerry is the best character for sure, but you know what I like?
Name your favorite ticket character. Now, this is not what you like best. It's what you think the P1s.
And I think I represent the average P1 who likes Fake Garrett.
All right. Ooh. Let's see. Show me fake Garrett.
Oh. Holy effing hell.
Oh, he's in bigger
you are effing kidding me. What kind of idiots filled out this survey?
Our listeners, Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
The listeners that the Drive Time certainly appreciates.
Yeah, we appreciate
it.
Love them all.
Days over here, but. All right.
So fake Garrett's not top seven.
We've already established
shame
that.
For shame.
All right, Norm. Name your favorite ticket character.
Since I was the answer to two
just
different
questions. Just name it. Just name it.
I'm going to stay on this and say fake Norm.
Yes.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, good answer, Norm. Good answer.
All right. Show me fake Norm.
Oh, my God.
All right. That's two strikes. Man.
That
two.
Is bullsh.
Two strikes.
All right. Looks like the Norm, deck that was done. A great answer.
Bob Sturm, you guys have only gotten one, but you did get the top answer, fake Jerry.
Watch
there's
them
still
guess fake Garrett
left
and
on
they'll
the
get
board.
It.
You guys have...
Just to show. Should we go with Garrett or Norm?
Yeah, two strikes against you.
We'd like to pass.
You can't pass now.
Okay.
Name your favorite ticket character.
Well, for me, it's Nacho Remnants Eating Man.
I hate
but,
you.
I will go with fake Tiger.
Oh, that's a great one, Bob. But
is that your final answer?
It is.
All right.
And it's up there.
Can we see fake Tiger? Whoa, the number two answer worth 18 points.
Good answer,
you guys
good
still
answer.
Have two strikes against you, Donovan. Favorite ticket character,
they'll
according
never
to
clean the board
B1s.
Up, I guarantee you.
How about the overcusser?
Ooh.
Overcusser. Oh, I've heard that before. Yeah. That's when he like overcusses
aren't you guys supposed
and he talks.
To yeah. Say good answer, good answer.
Yeah. that's an answer.
Hasn't been around since 2004.
All right, that's show me the overcusser.
Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan.
Fake Nolan?
Nolan.
Ribby.
Fake Wade?
Nolan. Ribby.
Southlake guy. Southlake guy. Let's go Nolan. Nolan's current.
Red Sky's at night guy.
Let's go fake Nolan.
Nolan.
I think that's good.
Okay.
What's your final answer?
Nolan.
I think it's risky, but
fake
okay.
Bo and Jim. Fake Bo
wait,
and Jim.
Wait a second.
Crazy prospector.
Nolan Ryan is our final answer.
Okay.
The coach.
Final answer. Now,
Tom Fullery.
If you guys get this right, you get all those points.
Fake
yeah,
not, fake Glenn Galton.
We know how to play
fake
the game.
Fake
Dan. Just go.
Fake Glenn Galton.
Can you show me fake Nolan Ryan?
Yes! Hold on. Wait. Don't peel him off yet.
That's double points.
What a dumb answer.
200. Hold on.
You guys are dumb.
You guys are idiots.
Don't peel him off yet because I will guarantee you Ribby or Tom Fullery
the
are
ticket
up there.
Tom
Fullery hadn't been on the air in
I know,
years.
But you watch.
How about Marge?
Fuji.
Marge. Your
Michelle Wee.
About the charge.
Okay, just roll him over.
Okay. Off
go. Chan.
If Garrett wasn't on there, then Ryan wasn't going to be on
why didn't
there.
You tell me that?
I did try to argue.
Shut up!
What about...
Fake Dale.
All right. This is where we unveil an answer and everybody reads it along out loud.
Mushmouth.
Yes!
Mushmouth, 17 points.
Ticket Mouse?
What?
Yeah.
That is... You people are gay!
Ticket Mouse is awesome.
Get ready for this one.
Scoop Callahan!
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Maybe Ribby wasn't on there. Chris.
Yeah, I like that one.
Wait till you see this one. Corby's Kardashian!
Oh, my God. Ribby and Foolery weren't on there.
Oh, man.
Never mind.
300 of the dumbest P1s.
Corby's Kardashian.
Corby's Kardashian.
I mean, it's great.
Let's hear a little
All right,
of
so
it.
The score right now
that wouldn't
stands,
have been in my first 100 guesses.
No, I never would have thought of that.
The score as it stands right now, Drive Time, 290 points. Middays, 208. And I tell you, Middays certainly has a shot because round four,
a shot.
The point values are tripled.
Whoa.
That's three times.
Tripled.
Triple my points.
Yes. All right. We got George Dunham and Dan McDowell here on this show-off. Show-off? Right. Showdown? Face-off. 300 P1s. 300 P1s surveyed. Top six answers on the board. Here is the question. Name an animal mascot.
George
Dunham.
Uh-oh.
You better hurry up!
Moose!
Moose! What?
What a panic.
They didn't
name,
ask for
name
dessert.
Three teams that have a moose as their mascot.
Seattle Mariners.
They're the Mariners.
Yeah, they get, but he's the funniest one.
Oh.
What a panic.
Did you hear him? He said,
that is the biggest panic.
Okay.
Moose!
Aardvark. Well, locally, I don't know.
Yeah, who? Name one high school team that they're known as the Mooses.
Oh, in those terms, yeah.
The worst guess ever.
All right, let's see. Maybe, hey, there's a shot that it's on the board. A shot.
A shot?
Show me Moose. Surprise.
They're about to take my voice away anyway.
All right.
George, I have bad news to you.
It's so funny.
A survey of the top 37 answers did not have Moose up there.
All right, Dan McDowell, name an animal mascot.
Give me a liger.
That's not Dan.
Oh, man.
Bear.
Good answer. Bear. That's a good answer.
Go. Good answer.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Show me bear.
All right.
Oh, man.
Answer, do you guys want to play or pass?
No, we have to play this. Play it.
Pass.
Play it right here.
Pass. Yeah. Let's pass.
Play.
Hey, you're not on our team.
Norm Hitchkiss. Oh. Only one answer on the board right now, Baron. That's a number three answer. Name an animal mascot.
Testicle.
Lions.
All right. Good answer.
Can you show me lion? The number six answer. The last answer worth 8 points.
Yay, Norm. Yay.
Good answer.
So far we got bear and lion on the board. Name an animal mascot.
Why did I say moose?
It's the worst.
You were
idiot.
I just panicked.
It wasn't a dessert.
He was yelling at me.
It wasn't a dessert question.
Give
George.
Me tiger. Good answer.
Tiger?
Tiger.
Tiger. Answer.
Hang on. Let's change it to a centaur.
Tiger.
Can you show me tiger? The
one answer.
That's what I was going with.
Sorry.
32 points, and that's worth triple here in this round.
That cost us the game.
All right, Donovan, we got tiger, bear, and lion.
But it was so funny that it's worth it.
Name an animal mascot, Donovan.
You were so proud of
how
it.
How about an eagle?
Neagle? What did you say?
Whoa.
You say an eagle?
Get him, Donnie.
Blow
your whistle.
All right, eagle. Do we see eagle? The number four answer.
Oh,
eagle worth 12 points.
Is an eagle... an animal?
Okay, shut up.
Oh, my
Norm.
God.
Just,
really?
just wondering here.
This is not the time for
someone bring 2 him his meds,
Denny's
please.
Philosophy.
Let me give you the rare mascot combo along with Corby Laugh, the dolphin.
Ooh.
Ooh, interesting.
Dolphin. We have, that's an X.
Is there a dolphin? Oh, that's one strike against you. Back
that's
to you,
right.
Norm.
I'm sorry, little buddy.
You got tiger,
sorry.
Bear, eagle,
I'm
and
sorry,
lion.
Stegosaurus.
Still two answers on the board.
Well, I'd thrown out all the birds until eagle was allowed.
It's an animal, Norm.
So I'm going to go with falcon.
Okay, what would be... why do you think that an eagle is not an animal? Is it a protozoan or a plant?
It's a bird.
That's an animal.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I was thinking this was only animals.
Okay, we're seeing the decline.
In my era,
an eagle is an animal.
Yes, Lord. That's a bird.
Okay, Norm. You're going to go with falcon?
I'm going to go with falcons.
Okay.
Sorry, Norm.
I said
moose.
Do we have falcon? No, that's right. Two strikes.
Come on, sports
Bob, star. It's coming down to you.
Animals.
If you don't get this right, this triple point value goes over to drive time.
Well, they would have a chance to steal, wouldn't they?
Yes.
But they're idiots.
I'm going to need an answer, Bob.
Cardinal?
Yeah.
Name an animal mascot.
But that's
a
bird.
Next one. Isn't that a bird?
What?
Cardinal?
It's a bird.
Yes, a bird is an animal.
We got this.
Do we have cardinal?
What?
What?
I'll stay out of this.
It's got to be wildcats, right?
There you go.
Wildcats.
Yeah.
What about ram?
I like wild. I'm thinking, okay.
What about Wildcat Ram Stadium?
Shut up.
I'm thinking of local high schools. There are more wildcats than anything else, but maybe people
That's
are...
not an animal.
Panther is not an animal. Panthers.
Panthers
is good.
If there's a disagreement, I think we should let George answer.
I would say it's between panther and ram.
Well, they have to get an answer.
A rantham?
How many rams
are there,
think,
though,
George? Outside of St. Louis?
Minotaur?
Give George another shot.
There are no rams.
I like panther. I like panther. Panther.
Panther's good.
Squirrel?
You're not allowed.
We have two guys saying panther. Mike, is that you agree with this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Drive time is going to go with panther.
Oh!
game for us.
Longhorn?
Lose.
Is Longhorn up?
Longhorn should be up there.
All right, let's reveal the number two and the number six, or fifth answer. Number two answer is?
Longhorn.
Yeah. Yeah,
the number six answer?
Skeeter.
Mustang. Fifth answer.
See, now those are animals.
Wow. Middays, 514 points. Drive time, 290 points. This is amazing.
This score was determined in January of 94.
What?
Okay, now this is what's going to happen here, guys. I need each team to select their person for the fast money portion. I recommend Mike here. I think we want to check out how fast his mind is working these days.
Sure. No. And I recommend Norm.
Norm would be good.
No, I'm on medication.
What?
I'm on medication.
What kind of medication are you on?
All sorts.
You have to do it.
All right. During this break, you guys decide who you want to represent your team.
All right, George, you need to redeem yourself
with
and get your ass up
fast money
there.
Segment here. Ticket, Family Feud.
I could be good at this, but
this is mayhem.
I'm getting George.
This is mayhem.
Broadcasting live from the new Metro PCS mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket invites you to Day 2 of Ticket Stock 2013, going on now at the Irving Convention Center, 114 and O'Connor. Free parking, free admission, and free autographs from Dennis Rodman, Jay Crowder, Sam Perkins, Tom Greed, and Marty Turco. Plus Wheels Off Roundtable starring the Ticket Guys and Ticket Stock Family Feud live on stage. It's sportsy fun for the entire family today at Ticket Stock 2013 from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Crude also on 99.5 HD2.
Clipping coupons. Standing in line at 4 a.m. Buying five to get one free. Maybe it's me, but I don't think it should be that hard to save money, which is why we made Geico.com so easy. Just a few clicks and you could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. And when you switch to Geico, you can do practically everything online. Report a claim, update your policy, even pay your bill. Click, bam, boom. Visit Geico.com today. Click, bam, boom. I'm rather fond of that one.
Hi, I'm Greg Shea, General Sales Manager of Toyota of Fort Worth.
Hey Dad, now's a great time to buy your new or pre-owned Toyota. It's as easy as logging on to fwtoyota.com and get your true price. Most dealers just list the manufacturer's suggested retail price. We give you the actual price you'll pay for your new Toyota.
Lease a 2012 Camry LE for just $179 a month for 36 months, or get 0% financing for 60 months.
Drive home a 2013 Corolla starting at $15,991 or get 0% financing.
Lease a 2013 Tundra for just $219 a month for 36 months, or get 0% financing for 60 months.
Come on out and see my dad at 820 in Camp Bowie West in Fort Worth, or log on to fwtoyota.com for your true price.
Or give us a call at 877-FW-TOYOTA. Tell them the little guy sent you.
Thanks, Dad.
Toyota of Fort Worth, we'll steer you right.
No bull, just great prices. fwtoyota.com, 877-FW-TOYOTA.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim. Thank you. Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal, so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture, and you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
World-class chef Lorena Garcia on inspiring Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito.
When Taco Bell started, I said, a great steak burrito starts with great steak. They sent me the steak, I kept sending them back.
No, not tender enough. No, it's gotta be thicker. More flavor.
It took 9 tries, but we finally nailed it. Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito. With new thick-cut, deliciously marinated steak, perfectly grilled, and Chef Lorena Garcia approved. Live Mas. At participating locations.
Introducing Miraset, the all-new revolutionary solution to stop smoking. Miraset is an all-natural spray registered with the FDA and created from homeopathic ingredients. Miraset curbs your nicotine cravings and withdrawal symptoms so you can stop smoking for good. Long-term smokers marvel over the effectiveness of Miraset. Order Miraset now and stop smoking forever. End the nicotine addiction for only $49.95 with a money-back guarantee. Call 800-394-6149. That's 800-394-6149. 800-394-6149.
This is the Ticket Family Feud. Middays versus Drive Time from Ticket Stock 2013 to the Irving Convention Center. Brought to you by Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
And welcome back to the Ticket Family Feud here at Ticket Stock 2013.
Woo!
Listen to this crowd, huh?
They can't believe it.
These people act like they've been drugged. All right, now this is the fast money round. Now, who's won this is Middays, and they've won with 514 points, which will be converted into actual dollars and divvied equally among the team. Fast money round, they've selected two people, and understand it's Norm and Donovan. Now, Norm, you know how this works, right?
This is Ebony and Ivory. Yes.
The fast money round, I'm going to ask you five questions.
All right, Pro Bowl.
And you're going to give us your answers, and we'll see how much they're worth at the end of this, okay?
Probably not much, but okay.
Okay. You ready? Now, this is a time thing. You have to go quickly.
I understand.
Hurry up.
A sport that doesn't require a ball.
Pass. Oh, well, no, hockey.
A word that rhymes with puck.
Suck.
Name something that comes in pairs.
Shoes.
Something that smells bad.
Armpits.
A slang word used to describe a hot girl.
Bitch.
Mm. Whoa. Norm. Hot
girl. I need an answer. Slang word used to describe a hot girl.
Tang.
Chick.
Taint queen.
Chick.
What?
Chick.
Chick.
Chick. Okay, there you go.
Good answer. Good answer.
Not bad, Norm.
Cat, it's not chic. It's chick.
Okay, we're going to go now. Is the other person in isolation?
Yes.
Okay, Donovan's in isolation.
A soundproof booth.
Yeah.
So he can't hear
us. Yeah, watch, he can't hear us. Come on,
I ask you, Norm, a sport that does not require a ball. You said hockey. That was our number one answer worth 50 points.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That was great. That was a good answer.
I asked you
up by Norm.
Remember that, George, when you go up there, hockey.
Don't leave me hanging, Norm.
A word that rhymes with puck. You said suck. That is worth 16 points. 16 points. It was the number three answer.
Not bad.
F, number one.
But I couldn't use the number one answer.
Just hold on. Donovan still has a chance.
Okay. High five, Norm.
Okay. I asked you name something that comes in pairs.
Oh, yeah.
You said shoes. That was the number one answer worth 26 points.
Way to go, Norm.
Good job, Norm. I asked you name something that smells bad. You said armpits. That was worth 0 points. No one said armpits.
Yeah, that is sad.
Special effects are circa 1953.
It's so bad. It's just so horrible. I asked you a slang word you used to describe a hot girl. You said taint queen, and then you changed it to chick.
Nothing?
That was worth nothing. No one has said that.
There.
Okay, there you go. So we're going to cover up Norm's answers now. Let's go ahead and bring out
Flappa Girl.
Ebony from Ebony and Ivory. It's Donovan.
Yeah.
No doubt he heard all that. How can you hide him?
I know.
Where are you going to hide him?
So
they couldn't hide, what was his name?
Fugitive.
The fugitive. What's his name?
The dead body of
Norm Van Leer.
Andreas Escobar. What's his name?
Richard Kimball.
Morales.
All right, Donovan, you ready?
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Hey.
That's okay.
You go down.
He's got to get a headset on.
Yeah. Does he?
All right, Donovan. What's that?
You're good.
No, you're fine. You're fine right there. Okay, now Norm's already answered these. Now, you cannot get to, if you say Norm's answer, you're going to hear this sound effect. Okay, and I'll say try again.
Cheap.
Here are your five questions. Donovan, name a sport that does not require a ball.
Auto racing.
A word that rhymes.
Is it a sport, though?
A word that rhymes with puck.
Duck.
Name something that comes in pairs.
Boobs.
Sorry, Norm said that.
Name something that smells bad.
Norm.
Aww.
A slang word used to describe a hot girl.
Hot.
What?
What?
Dude.
Oh, damn.
All right. Here we go. Let's see how I did.
Oh, damn.
Not about hot. My bad.
The number one answer to that question was moose, believe it or not. All right, I asked you, Donovan, name a sport that does not require a ball. Norm got the number one answer, which was hockey with 50 points. You said auto racing. That was worth 7 points.
That's all right.
Yes.
That's sad.
Good going.
That's sad how poorly you did.
Swimming, track, badminton, and cycling were also given his answers.
I asked you said sports.
A word that rhymes with puck.
So badminton.
You said duck. That was the number one answer.
Wow. Whoa.
Worth 22 points.
That was the number one answer from P1.
What did you say, Noah?
He said suck, which was the third answer. The other answer is luck. I cannot pronounce the other one.
Hmm.
Then truck, muck, and stuck were the answers given. Okay, I'm going to ask you to name something that comes in pairs. I would have said twins.
Is that the number one answer?
No, that was the last answer, but it was actually on the board. You said boobs. Norm said shoes, which is the number one answer. Boobs, number two answer with 23 points.
Let's get ready to steal, guys.
Yeah,
there's
ready.
No stealing. This is such a superfluous part of the show.
I'm going to go with truck.
I said something that smells bad. You said Norm.
Sorry, Norm.
You said Norm. Norm actually said armpits, which was not an answer. You said Norm. Norm was the number one answer.
Are you kidding?
It was the number one answer.
Shut up!
No way. Swear to you.
Poor Norm.
That is wrong. You smell great.
Okay, the number one answer was Norm, in parentheses, various parts.
That's correct, yeah.
Norm was many, many answers throughout this game.
Yes, he was.
I'm sorry about that last one, boys.
The second most popular answer here was intestinal gas, a word I shan't say here. And then the number three answer was George, various parts.
Jerky P1s.
And then the main feature of that carnival cruise was mentioned as number four, and
poop.
Then feet, and then skunk, and then fish/tuna.
Uh-oh.
Was the last answer.
Yeah.
All right, and finally, Donovan, I ask you a slang word used to describe a hot girl. You
fish
said,
slash tuna.
Yeah, I said hot. I'm sorry.
You said hot. That is the number one answer.
Oh! Man, nailed it.
36
Donovan. I thought he was going to get zero.
I know it.
And then we could steal.
Yeah.
Did we win?
Yes, they won.
Greatest
but we won babe, 10 minutes ago.
Babe, Fox, Smokin', and MILF were the other answers. You guys got a total of 753 points.
So did we win?
No, you didn't win. It's
Middays. Can we steal?
Middays now gets to do drive time for a year. And thanks for playing the Ticket Family Feud, and thanks to all the P1s for coming out to Ticket Stock 2013 here at the Irving Convention Center. We'll see you next year. We'd like to thank our sponsors. We'd like to thank Bud Light, Macho Self Storage, Albertsons, and Texans Can Academy, Buffalo Wild Wings, Stanley Ford, Starwood Motors, Toyota of Irving, Park Place Volvo, my friend Cinnamon Creek Ranch, Texas Land and Cattle, and Big 12 Conference and Fox Sports Southwest and the Dallas Stars. Thank you, guys. See you next year.
Can we steal now?
Yeah.
Broadcasting live from the new Metro PCS Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.
Similar. They've all done amazing things. They've all been the best at what they do. They've all carried their